Mishnah Yud Zayin, Mishnah Tez Zayin on the day, tells the stories of Rabbi Gamliel that he violated the dinim that he had taught his own Talmidim. So one of the dinim that he told his Talmidim was, Eim Kavlum Tanchum in Ahu Avodim. Is it clear in the Rabbanon that you know that? Normally, you only Mikavlum Tanchum in the Kroid and said, shoot it, but someone comes to him in Ahu Avodim. But there's a dinim, someone dies, Mishnah Mesa, Eim Ishkaha. So the Rambam has the gifts in the Gemara. The Rabbi says, there is no such thing, but we have the gifts in the Gemara like the Rambam. That the community should have us put together a few people and mean people to sit here. People should come even out of Mo. It's a din of Kavanah Neis. Not only Kavanah Chayim to support the Aveilim who are destroyed, but it's Kavanah Neis and Moses. Even if the people are sitting here and not related at all, still a requirement. But when an Ebed Kanaini dies, and there with the Rabbanah says, there's no Moses, I should give you the You are permitted to do such a thing. And have people observe Avelos and Bibi Kabbalah Tanchum. The Mishnah says a strange thing. When Tevi, the Eved of Rabbi Gamliel, died, because he came to be Menachem Mavah, he was Mekabbalah Tanchum. So he asked him, Halol, Manasar Rabbeinu, that it's not permissible. But he says, Tevi was different. He wasn't from an Eved. He said, he had the Shakov and Kosha, he had been a Tomat Kosh. So the more it discusses that on the second white line on Tezayin of the base. Tal Rabbeinu, the bright, says, Avadim Shvachai, Aimomdim Aleihem Bishura, Shura means on the base of Kloris, when you have a public Nicham Aveilum. Nicham Aveilum is done publicly, it merges in Sanhedrin Eshio, Kusam Yasora, yes, that's a million of people. And then there's Nicham Aveilum privately, when people go to Menachem Aveilum individually, not the Tzibur. So you don't have the public Tanchum Aveilum, and later on you don't have the Tanchum Aveilum, the third thing in the price, so you don't have the private.
Why do you have
to have a million of Kloris? If you don't have a minion, so it's plain old Nicham Aveilum. So there's no need to organize it that kind of Beis HaKvarim. That's another thing. No, the Gemara has two things. The Birchas Aveilum needs a minion. That's another Gemara that's in Shubis. Right. That's the Gemara in Shubis in the first text. They need a minion for the Birchas Aveilum. They need a minion for the Shura. That's another Gemara in Sahajit. And Shura Kusin Yasra. That's another thing. Because you're supposed to have Nicham Aveilum is an inning of Chesed, so you have to have Chesed. All the Nami Chesed should be done at the Rakhodesh. All the Chesed should be done by the Yechidim, and it should be done on a community level as well, by the Tzibur. That's how he explained the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Matan Sanim that there's a Chesed to give Zokia, and then there's a din that the community has to have a Kupash of Zokia. It's not enough that you have a Meshul of Zokia from house to house and collect money. The community is an organization. Has to give stuff. Why? Because if it's a family, the Chiyot Zaka, the Rav Pantes, who Parshish Mechumash is going to be, the Chiyot Zaka, the Chiyot Zaka, the Chiyot Zaka, all of these Shibudim should be not Mechaber, the Mitzvahs, to treat other people nicely and so on, is both a Chayvus HaYachad and a Chayvus HaTzibur. So to be the kind of, as a Chayvus HaTzibur, you have to have that thing with a minion. If you don't have a minion, let's say you go to Beis HaKvarim, so yes, the Levi, there's no minion, so you don't make a Shura. What do you mean, Gichem HaBem? People are going to come to Menachem Mobile anyway, because they solve it. So there's no need to do it on the Beis HaKvarim. He's not really in the mood to be Mekabel Tanchum in the Beis HaKvarim anyway. Like, he can't be Menachem Mobile, the Shoshim makes the mood of the funnel. Just very nice, he's really not in the mood anyway. So, Tashvacha Tanchum Yavim. But how are you going to get together 10 people? So that's why the Gemara says you do it on the Beis HaKvarim right after the Kvarim. But if you don't have it in you, so you don't do it. So here the Brisa says that more covered up people. No.
Well, she said
they're
not
the move
to do a couple of
stuff, wouldn't you? Not the move, but it's a tirchah that's important to get
everybody
together. Still?
That's
also a tirchah. That's also a tirchah.
Why
can't you show
it off?
Nicham Aveilum.
When you need a person anyway, you
stay in Mokhan. That's the Yachid. The private individual is fulfilling his obligation to be Menachem Mokhan. But we want to do it. This is all for the whole community. Should be Menachem Mokhan. Now, a lot of shul send a letter to the Yachid, the president or whatever, sends a letter that we were sorry to hear about the bill. That's Tzak Echim of Nicham Aveilum. I guess people, the days of the Gemara, they probably didn't have such a thing. The president should send a letter. But that's like when the person walks into shul and on Erev Shabbos and the Rosh says, I'm walking out next to the second time I've been in the shul. That is like a shul.
You walk in a little between two birds.
It's not as like a shul. The Brisa says, when an Eved Kanaani dies, there's no Shura, there's no Nicham Aveilum privately, there's no Birchas Aveilum. Also, it's a form of Nicham Aveilum. Maisa, once it happened, Maisa, Shilchos HaShara B'Leyezer, from there, the Shivcha died, Nichmus HaTamil of Lanachemo, and the din is, that you're not committed to be Menachem Mobile. Kim Shiro, Oysom, when he saw the Talmidim were coming and he understood what they're coming for, the Menachem Oval could say that they feel bad over the loss of the Shit Chassanis. So instead of telling them outright, you're not supposed to be Menachem Oval, instead of telling them, so he disappeared. He's sitting in his office, and sitting alone. They went to a different room. He thought that they would take to him. All the Lavia, he went upstairs. All the Akarov, they didn't take to him. They went upstairs, being Menachem Oval. So then, he saw that they came upstairs, Nichnas Lamtilya, he went to a different room. Nichnas Akhav, he came into that room. They came upstairs, and Nichnas Latruk, he went to a different room. Nichnas Akhav, he kept on chasing at them. He said, I thought you would take to him what I'm driving at, he didn't want to say it openly. Omalahem, come to do my I thought Shat and Nichnas in potion. I thought that you would get burned, Nichnas, I thought you would get burned with lukewarm water. In other words, I thought if I give you a remedy, you'll understand. Actually, now I see you have to listen to the Chamichara. He was burning hot water, you people don't get to him. The deal is, look how Shinisa Lachem have my thought to the deal. I bought him a short with an end of Malay and Beshura. They know my Malay and Bechas Avim and Tatko. Look how come you have him. Like the Christ has said before. So he says, look how Shinisa Lachem have my thought to that deal. I told you the deal that you're not supposed to. Lamar Omer Malem said, what do you say if someone lost an Avikrani Yishuv Chasmanis? So he says this to the Talmidim, Kishen Shomer Lamar Odom, I'll show it like a Moshe Amei. So what happens if the Behemoth dies? So what do you say? Hamokin Yechus Dimal. Let's say someone's house burned down. Someone had a Geneva. Someone lost his whole business. All of his stocks went down or something. Went bankrupt. You have to give him a brach. Hamokin Yimal Yechol Ches Reinkor. Maybe the Banish Lom fulfill your loss. You should regain your riches and you should become back a wealthy man. You have to give him a tefillah. So the same thing over here. Katam Alav Devishot Bal Shiv Chasra. So too, if an Eved Kanani dies, you shouldn't say Hamokin Yinachem Eschem. You should rather say, you lost an Eved that was worth a lot of money. He was Mishamishu. So you should say, Shalshan Lutzach Hamokin Yimalim Lachol Ches Reinkor. Maybe the Baruch Shalom see to it that you regain the riches and you buy yourself another Eved Kanani. Harry has more kedusha than
Shaisha.
Theoretically, Shaisha explains there should be been able to have Nicham Avraham. You can have Nicham Avraham even for someone who's not a relative. That's what we said on the Mishnah. But it's a Zerah with the Rabban, Dilmati Lasukam Yochim. It's a special Zerah. We have a special din. You have a special din to preserve the Yuchsin and Kali Tov after you remember who's a Kohen, who's a lady, who's a Yisrael, who's a Cholo, who's a Mamzer, who's a Nassim, who's an Eved, who's not an Eved. Yeah, see, so there's a Zerah type of sense, don't ask you if not to this Zerah, there are Bonan, a Bonan, the Zerah Harris would dictate, say, a good Dingo Chai, that you should be Menachem Ovid. No, you're a Ding, it's Chai, this is Kisha. You have to Kedush, it's Yisrael. It's not, it's Chai, this is Kisha. But it's a special Zerah, there are Bonan, that you shouldn't treat the Eved Knaini. When it comes to these in your name, you shouldn't treat the other kind of the same as the Yisrael. Some of that will be better known. I imagine if the other children of some will be better known. The other kind may not be that well known. One might have thought that. Like, yeah, the other kind would be better known. I need it. We have another price that even adds on war. What am I saying? I see them right now. Some kind of holder is prohibited to say yes. You're not permitted to say Hesed for the same day as our bond. Theoretically, you should say Hesed. Why not? Why shouldn't you say Hesed? A person died, he was an Adam Kosher, he was a Kai Mitzvah, whatever he was in Cleveland, he was a Kai. Why shouldn't you say Hesed? A separate day that our bond, like that, is a Zil Masul Asuk in Yuch. The Yisi Yaymer, the Yisi says, well, if he can. A man with Kosher, if he was a Fum Hesed, so you may say, I speak of a Hesed. What's speak of Hesed? I guess a Hesed, Hoi, Yishtai, Veneman, Venenem, Yigi, yeah. You can praise the Eved. On the lawyer to the Tanaim said, what are you talking about? That's what you say, you think an Eved kosher. And what do you say? That's an Eved. An Eved, you're allowed to say a Halva Hesed. And what if it would be Omelon Kemahin Asalakshesh? So what if an Adam kosher dies, an Yisrael dies? So what more can you say? That's what you say when a normal person dies. Everything is an A to Z. So the Chachamim insists, the Chachamim repeats, on the lawyer, it's the same as Tanakama. They hold no, you're not permitted to say any Hesed, even if it was an Eved kosher. It's not proper right, it is Zera de Rabbanu, the Masi Lakshu for you. Some Rabbanu is going to lead up right to a din. How to treat the Nezer, the same Chashar, the Masi Lakshu for you. So the Brisa says, in Karin Ovis, El of Shlosha, we have Elokein of 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 And Avin Seinu, the other is only Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yankovic. Don't say Tzarek Avinu.
Shidish is wrong.
Don't say David Avinu, you don't say Shlomo Avinu, you don't say Moshe Avinu, the Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't say the only ones who are called Avinu, the other is Avin Seinu.
Ishmael. Ishvatim also not. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and said, Ishvatim, we don't call them.
Abba Yisrael. They ain't called anymore, it's El Eli Abba. And the Abba Yimores is only Sharif Karach Abba. Take the Gemara of is my time. Why don't we call, why don't we use the term Abba Yisrael? Anyway, there's a Mishnah, in 80s, I think, where they refer to the Shaman Vikilo as Abba Yisrael. So the Yisrael Tengel is bothered with the Kashi. You can say for, they saw it. Joseph Engel was a guy who lived 100 years ago. But he has an encyclopedia of theology that's called Beis Ha'Oitza. Beis Ha'Oitza? It's an encyclopedia of his Kiddushin Torah. His original Kiddushin Torah. Those are theology. So he only printed Aleph and half of Beis. And the rest is still a manuscript. No, they have it.
They have it?
The rest is still a manuscript, but they don't know. And the fellow who has it, the Enikol, the word Enikol has it, doesn't want to print it. He thinks that no one will buy it. And he's going to lose money on it. And people are still trying to convince him. He sells that Astrogin. So he's trying to tell him he can retire. If he'll print this one, he won't have to sell the Astrogin anymore. Anyway, so he has in the Beis Ha'Oitza, on the Aleph, he talks about Alvari, so he quotes his Gemara, so he has that Kasha. How can the Mishnah in 80 is referred to Beis Ha'Oitza? Is Alvari Ta'il?
I think that's what he says.
It means that the candle of Calvary is talking about the office of the Jewish people, who were the founding fathers of the Jewish people, who were the founders of Israel. So Avraham is looking at it. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't one of the founders, and the Shvatim were not the founders either. Only, these ones we're going to talk about, only Avraham is looking at it. So we're talking about Avraham Yisraelim, who were the founding fathers of the world. Let me explain, so who were the major personalities of the world. So now let's say the Shaman is here, that's okay. Avraham Yisraelim is okay, but our office, and Calvary is saying that's when. That's how the Ramban also has such a lotion in, the Ramban has such a lotion also in the Kiddushi HaRamban, in the beginning of Terek Eva Traitis. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim, where the Traitis Achai and Traitis Anachai. Machlokes HaMitzvah. If an animal has a similar traitis, and the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it, is that because the Torah assumes that it's going to die within 12 months? The Vador is going to die. And that's why it's awesome. And if you can have an animal that has a traitus and it's not going to die, you'll do it, then it's not. And it doesn't die within 12 months, then it's not a question. Look, I'll lock up an animal and live for 12 months. Then it'll be a question. The other sheep can evolve, no, has no relationship. Traitor chaya, traitor can live, and there he has no shaman, not to me, no. It's a terrorist, that's a very fantastic. Then traitors are both of the color of his love. Or about his love, it has nothing to do with the fact that it's going to die, that it's kept there. Even if it's not going to die within a year, much like it. So the Ramban, yes, the Kasha was there. How can you have the same somebody? How can you have a Machlokes in the Jews? Why didn't they experiment to find out? Or the traitor. So he gives all tells, he says that he's guessing. The Ramban says, Mishtome, they must have locked up 100 Danish, they probably all died within a year. And then one time it said, oh, is that a chalk of the traitor in a chai? That they're all going to die. The other one said that it's not a controlled experiment. They said, they locked up 5,000 Danish, and some of them will be 5 or 6 that would not die within a year. And he said no. The other time he said no. They didn't have the... They didn't have the crisis to go mock up. They make such a big experiment to take care of 5,000 animals. He suggests maybe they locked up 100 animals. All right. So one time he said that's a chalka. A shake. And the other said it doesn't prove that much. If you have more, the Ramban, when he told us that kasha, he asked on the Tanoim. Machlokes HaTanoim. Machlokes HaMoraim. When he shake a chalka. He uses also that lotion. Hech lech luku avoyis ha'olim. Tihani hech lech luku avoyis ha'olim. I think I've made the same last time him off. How can he call him Avoy Solomon? You know, he's in Kalam Avoy Solomon. Thomas, the same answer. Avoy Solomon means great personality. It doesn't mean. Obviously, in the Gemara, the context of the Gemara means obvious of the Jewish nation. Who are the founders of the Jewish religion? Yeah. Okay, but Lachar is not in violation of the din. In Kalam Avoy Solomon Shlosha. He said the three of us are wrong to the answer. Somehow each one has some new insight into Elikus. And by the time Yankov Avinu came, they had a very good full picture. They understood everything deeper, but he didn't gain any new insights that the others hadn't got. He understood everything that they understood even to a greater degree, in greater depth. But there weren't any basic additions in his Gaon Elikus. So Gemara says, why don't we call anybody else? What about the Shvatim? Why don't we call the Shvatim? Obviously, lame, if you should say the reason why. Shindalaya didn't name Rupin Kwati and name Shimmy Kwati,
because you don't know what shade to get from. We all know that all of us are from Avram Yisrael.
Even if a person is a gear,
that's what the Ganeshon says, Avram and Yisrael, Avram and Yisrael, and the Yankers, the father of all the gears, that's how the Mishnah says he's from. Avram and Yisrael, that's all the Magarim, that's all the nations of the world.
But you can also refer to Avram and Yisrael as their forefathers, but Reuben, Shimon, and Yehuda, only the Kohen and Levi know that they're from Levi. No one else knows exactly what shade they're from. So the Gemara did ask the reason why you don't call the Shvatim Avroi. If so, in what name of the Adin, and everybody knows, all the Jewish people know that they're descendants from Sarah and Rivka.
But Rachel and Leah, you don't know. Rachel had Yosef to be known, and Leah had all the others. And Leah had
six, yeah. So you don't know. If you don't know what Shevet you're from, the bride, you don't know whether you're a descendant from Rachel and Leah. Nonetheless, the bride says, everyone they refer to Sarah and Rachel and Leah as the Emor. How can I refer to Rachel and Leah as my ancestors in the sense one of the Emoris, if I don't know if I'm a descendant from this one or from that one? So the answer is no. Take the Gemara, that's the reason why we only call the obvious three, Avram and Yankiv and not the Shvatim, because we don't know which Shevet we're from. You don't know which descendants of Yankiv you're from. Elazar, the Gemara, that's not the reason.
Only
shaved blade. Yeah, only shaved blade. The Gemara says that's not the reason why. Hello, Zod Gemara, no. Ad hoc, Hashibi, say, like Hashibi. Only Avram and Tzolyan can have the Hashibis, only Sarif Krapolaya.
But sorry, what it means, I think, is that they had this new insight into Elikos that other people didn't have. And
after they had all of their insights, and nothing new was Nizgala to later people, even to Moshe Rabbeinu, except that he understood it better. So the Shvatim didn't gain any new insight. So this bride was quoted here, what's the Shaykh say? If it won't come around, so you say, oh, boy. When the Mishnah says, it's great in Rosh Hashanah. When the Mishnah later in Brachas tells you the Nusach HaTzik, when he's out of Shemesh, he says, okay, we'll have a statement. Okay, I've run with Nusach HaTzik, and say, you should have a bride, that says, then Karan Abba tells him the Shmosh.
You don't say, okay, Moshe, you don't say, okay, David, you don't say, okay, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda.
What's it doing over here? Because it's leading up to the next bride. It's time you have another bride that's in a hemisphere for the laws of the Avodim. Avodim, Mishpach, and the Karan, Moshe, Mabba, Plain, and Yima, Plain. This is a different point. Let's say there's a person, Abba Eloza ben Gamla, one of the Tamarim. His name is Eloza ben Gamla. But out of these texts, they used to call him Abba Eloza. His name wasn't Abba. They called him Abba Eloza ben Gamla. Or,
Abu Dram.
Abu Dram. Also, the first part of the name was Loshen Tovin.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Could be also Abba Shol. Could be his name is Shol, and the Abba was a sign of covenant. I'm not sure. So the Gemara says that's the Nusaf that you add on. That's not a violation. Inquire all the fellow of the how can you call them Abba Shol? It's a violation. Let's say Abba Chalasa. Yes, Ben Chalasa refers to his father. It's my father. Not allowed to call your father by his first name, but you're allowed to say my father Chalasa. So you call his father Abba Chalasa. My father Rab Chalasa. So it's a violation. It ain't coming out with the solution. No. How do I call my father daddy? It's not a violation. I call him Abba. So it's not a violation. It ain't coming out with the solution. It's not a violation. So that's the Musa to call Abba Shaul, to call Abba Chalasta, but he is your father. You say it out of respect. That's not an issue. But the Gemara says, it's not a similar respect. I'm not saying that he's one of the
officers. Yeah,
it doesn't mean that it's doesn't mean he's one of the officers of the Jewish religion. It's not one of the founders of the Jewish religion. But you're not allowed to use that lashon kavod for Avodah Mishpacha. Avodah Mishpacha saying Karim Moshe Mabba Plani Dinam Plani. You're not allowed to. Mar says Rabbi Gamliel Avodah Mishpacha was the Hoyt Benemenshin, and the Minigalim was that they used to Mishal. Rabbi Gamliel Karim Moshe Mabba Plani Dinam Plani. The belt used to refer to his Avodah Mishpacha as Mabba Plani Dinam Plani. Very good. My Shalishpa. Right, it says you're not allowed to do Mosul as Sukhliyos, and right, the same Zerah says, then it tells a story that the Avodah Mishpacha of Shorab Gamliel, they used to refer to them in such a lotion, from the Gemara, it was different from the Hashivis. Suddenly, that they were all very from, and they were very medakis and mitzvahs, and they were very learned, so that's why we got a covered up terrorism. Those who talked about the refer to as Imams.
You want to say Abba Imar is so risky, Abba Su.
Not the four of them. They're not considered Imaris of the Jewish nation. They were the mothers of those Shvatim. But they're not considered Imaris of the Jewish nation. Apparently these Imaris, I think, these Imaris were Nevi'ahs. Like Avraham and Yitzchak were Nevi'im, and they had, each one had a new insight that the other one didn't have about Elikus. So apparently, and the Torah says Mechumash had insights that Avraham Avinu didn't have. Oh, she told me about her son of Shmabakar. Apparently she had, and the other says that you see she had a greater prayer on the board than her husband.
apparently not only Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, also in the Nazirites, Hashem Kumish points out that they were Nazirites. Yeah, they were Nazirites, and they had new insights that the husband didn't have. And the others apparently were not.
Miriam is called a Nazir.
Miriam was a Nazir, yeah, but she's not so anymore. Not every... Yeah, but not, no new insight. Moshe Rabbeinu was also the greatest novi. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest novi than Avraham Avinu, but he didn't gain any new insights in Telekus that the others didn't have. Family, he just understood better the Inyan of Telekus. But the others had the whole thing. I will bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'shim Kuez, HaKapai, I will daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is it referring to? Kein Avarech HaBachayari, first three times, Kriyashma, Es HaKapai, Zutziloi. One says Kriyashma, one says Tzilo. What, he might say Kein, and if he fulfills this, he says Kriyashma, he davens this, he will Tzilo, say, so what will be his reward? All of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the next verse, it says in Tzilo, Kamochei Lebadesh, and Kiz Banashi. He will be satisfied. If a person davens and he says Kriyashma every day, he will be in a happy, satisfied mood all day long. Like a person is a muscle in the gut, means a good sense, a person eats a lot of small. So he enjoys. These are the people he enjoys. Yeah. So, Kamochele, Bladesh, and Tizba Nafshi. I enjoy it like Pesach Tigger, whatever, like small. The Sifte Renonis, Yahweh speak. My mouth will speak Sifte Renonis. What do you mean? While I'm alive, Boilam Azeh, and also Boilam Abo, that he will enjoy Boilam Abo. What they quote, this member has nothing to do with anything. It's only just the introduction to the next member. That, the introduction, I think, to the next member of Rabbi Loza. The Tanayim, when the Ashek Nes Agdala, when Mishakan and Nusra Hatzila, the Tzlach points out, the Ashek Nes Agdala, when Mishakan and Nusra Hatzila. And before they were Mishakan and Nusra Hatzila, what did Allah say? The Rama Rishin says that Tzila before Yom, once a day, every day, is in their right. But the fact that you daven three times a day, the fact that you have to recite a specific mitzvah, that's only Tafan Rabbah. So before the Anshei Knesset HaGadol was composed their Nusach HaTzila, what did the people do? Everybody composed their own Nusach HaTzila. Once a day, every day, everybody had to say. There are some guidelines, the Rambam quotes anymore. You have to start off with Shevach, and then you have to mention some kind of a Bakoshe, the Tzila is the Bakoshe, the request, or some Tzalach, and then you give Haidoy at the end. That's the basic framework of the davening. But then, what language are you going to say? In Yiddish, in English, in French, and Hebrew, whatever language the person speaks. And he'll ask for whatever tzarachim he needs. He's worried about the children, or worried about winning a marble game, so he'll ask the bunch to help him in the marble game. The other one is a higher mazeg, he wants to win the Ganapoli game. The other one wants to find out, the other one wants to shear, the other one wants COVID. Whatever each person wants. So like a sima de gota. And then the Chacham Ramatak, and we should say a whole Nusach HaTzila, we should ask for Mashiach, yes, for Shlaima, for all of our Yisrael, and come on, they're all Mashiach and a whole Nusach HaTzila. So after the Chacham Ramatak and the whole Nusach HaTzila, the people might come to recite it, as many people do, they recite the Nusach HaTzila by rote. And they're not really asking any bakasha, they're not paying attention to anything. So that's why all of the Amaroyim, all the Tanoim and Amaroyim, at the conclusion of the Shmoneh Esrei, would add on something personal, a personal Nusach HaBakasha that they themselves had composed, for their own situation, in order that it shouldn't be Yalpas, Yiloscha, Kevra, and the Rachim and the Tachnunim, and the Mishnah Hezbollah, and the Mishnah Hezbollah, and the Mishnah Hezbollah, it shouldn't be Kevra. So you just say the same Yiloscha every day, it's not Mishnah Kevra, people just... Yeah, but apparently if it's the ending that I compose, if I'm the Bala Mechabra, yes, that means more to me. It means more to me, even if he says it every day. So he said, more quotes the memory of Rablaza, but then they read up Rablaza, both of them, the sign of Kloes Al-Mahachi. After he concluded, the Shemana Esrei, he used to add on the following personal bakashi. Yoratan Ufanach Hashem Okeinu, Shetashkein Beturenu Ahavo V'yachu V'sholam Ereyus. Perhaps he lived in a yeshiva, in a community, there's a lot of machlekes. And each one composed the Nusach HaTzilo, that was Yiluchasrei. So he said, you should put an Achelek, a lot of love and affection and friendship, and there shouldn't be machlekes. The Tavuk Vulenu B'tamidim, he was interested in having more Talmidim. What's this? He didn't have enough Talmidim. Rabbi Shef Einstein has an interesting comment in the Hagdama to his Chidushim on Bob Nasi, I think. He quotes, he quotes similar Gemara. The Gemara in the beginning of the second Tereq in Kmura has like that. There's a biblical figure by the name of Yahweh.
Very little is known about him. Rabbi Dovid Kohenitz made a whole research about this person. Yavetz made the shul, who Yavetz, and in all of his story, he keeps on writing about who this person Yavetz was and what he did and what he accomplished. The Gemara doesn't have too much. The Gemara says about Yavetz that he used to daven Kodesh Baruch Hu Shetabek Mubi B'Tamid. This Nusra Hatzila, the brother said, that comes from Yavetz, the biblical figure. Moshe quotes that Gemara, he elaborates on it. So he says, people who learn have an obligation to transmit the Torah to the next generation. Whatever you have, you're not allowed to hoard it for yourself. You have to give it over. The person that takes from the relationship, you have to give it over to the other people. You're not allowed to hoard it for yourself. Unless you're afraid you're going to come out of Nichol, whatever. So we are. Mora says later, the end of brothers are the people who are hoarding all the Torah. Mora says, he said, Yisachaman, the last thousand brother. And Yisachaman. The Rav said, I remember when he learned that Gemara, that in the Middle Ages, the Galochim always used to hoard the knowledge. They didn't want the Hamaynam to be, know how to read, to know how to write. They were all illiterate. That's why it's called the Shulchan Aruch, it's called Ksav Galochim. Ramah tells you that last script is called the Ksav Galochim. It's also Ksav Galochim. The only ones that knew how to write were the Galochim. The Hamaynam didn't know how to write. So that's what the Gemara says, that we shouldn't be like those Galochim and Mitzrayim, that they hoarded the knowledge. The Imam Shalev Zabai. Cherub al-Abadim and Alu. Asukim HaTayro, and they don't want to share the Torah with other people. Some of them are this. You're not allowed to do that. You have to give it over to the Talmudim. So what if a person, let's say, Moshe Feinstein writes, he has a yeshiva, he carries his shlema, and he's starting to come in and he's giving it over, and they'll be kind enough to give it over to others. And some of our Moshe Talmudim print this for him, and everybody's reading all this work. But they gave over the Torah. Is that sufficient? Moshe says no, but it's here from the fact that these Tanaim and Amaroyim and Yabit, a biblical person is as follows. That a person has an obligation to transmit the Torah to the maximum number of people that he possibly has, that he possibly can. If he can say a shiur, let's say, here I say shiur to 30 Talmidim. If I move to another community and move to a different yeshiva, I'll be able to say shiur to 50 Talmidim or 150 Talmidim. I shouldn't say, yeah, what do I need the headache for? No. I'm learning now, I'm the kind of Talmud Torah, I'm the kind of mitzvah of the Lamed, You know, no, the halacha says if you have the ability to be mavit Torah barabim to more people, you have to do so. First, there's a number for you to go all day, all night, 24 hours a day, to say shiur here, shiur there, and run around, and stand on the tent and go crazy, number for you, but within reason. Whatever, within reason, if he can, for the same effort and energy, or for a little more effort and energy, he can give over the Torah to more people. It's not sufficient that he's yet say he's giving over. You have to give over to as many as possible. That's what Moshe writes. That's what prompted him to print his chidushim. He says in Tzertish, Shlaiman, Yeshiva, he has X number of Talmidim, but if he prints a safe, then you get the whole world. You get the whole world to read your Chiddush Torah. And you feel that his Shurim are so valuable, he wants everybody to read his Chiddush Torah. That's what he writes, that's what prompts him to print a safe. That's our aim is that today usually means you have to see to what the other people don't do out there, you see to what the other people do. This is everyone is responsible. Who has the name in Torah? It's the same thing in Torah, that's right. So there's the environment, you have an obligation to give over the Torah to as many people as possible. I think some Farshim on the Ayankis say that this Rav Loza was Tana. Pashup Shat is an Amayram. I thought the Pashup Shat was. It could be. Mara says in the end of Shabbos, the Rav Loza ben Arach, the Nishma says in Pirkei Avos that Rav Yechman Zaka had five Talmidim. So Rav Leizer ben Hurkinis was the big bulky first to shame out of the people. The other one, Rav Leizer ben Arach, was the Chorus. He was Kamayim HaMagabit, Gravi. And then the Mishnah has a Machlokes HaTanaim, which one the Rav Yechman Zaka held was the best of all of the Talmidim. Yeah. So the Mefarshim on the Messiah say that's the ultimate Machlokes of the Sinai Yodet for Eichel Harmonis. You know, I have the Machlokes on the list, with Dr. Arius, whether the Bucky, whether it's more important to be a Bucky, or it's more important to be a Chutz. That seems to be the Machlokes HaTanaim, if you hold it, there's a Machlokes, the Pashim says the Machlokes in the Mishnah, if the others, but the Rav Nozman or Rav was greater, or Rav Leizer ben Hurkinis was greater. Justin Yeshiva got a list that someone asked me. Moshe ben Arach, he was the greatest one. How come we haven't heard too much from him anymore? He doesn't remember. Later, that's what we're going to see. Later, go on. How come Moshe ben Arach has to do this master? Not so well known. So you know, at the end of Shabbos, tells the story. Moshe ben Arach was married. And his wife liked whatever. She liked the weather in Florida. or in California. So she said to him, why don't you go over there? Why do you have to leave him in the Ishorim and everybody's on top of everybody else? And it was all crowded in, and this kid is sitting, my wife says, go to Toronto, go to California, and go say Shiurim over there. So he says, but there's nobody there. There's no Talmidim there, there's no form of Balabatim. So she said, but you're the God of Lador. They'll have to come to you, they'll have no braver. They'll have to come to you. So he thought that she was right. They'll have Olam Haz and Olam Haz. They'll live in a beautiful community, a rich community, and weather and fine and everything. And then they'll have Olam Haz, but they have all the Talmidim and Kafka. The Gemara tells the story that he went. And no one showed up. None of the Talmidim came. The Gemara says that he forgot all of his Torah. And then the Gemara says that a few years later, he got an Aliyah. They called him up to the Torah, and his mother, the Gemara, when a person got an Aliyah, had a lane himself. So he got the Aliyah of HaKhayrish HaZalachem. The Gemara says, you read HaKhayrish HaYalibim. So some learned that it means Kipshuti, Pasha Tzadat, how to read Hebrew. HaKhayrish HaYalibim, instead of HaKhayrish HaZalachem, could read Yibin. Others say, no, the Darshanim used to say, not that he forgot the Yibin, he read. He just felt that his heart had become mute. HaKhayrish HaYalibim, his heart, and he forgot all of his learning for kids. But that's what happened to him, yeah. He suggests, he came back with this, he didn't develop into whom we would have thought that he was on. Laser Hagar, Laser Ben Hook, this is called up Laser Hagar. Lazana, Allah has this got lost. He suggested, that's what he suggested, that he was mistaken the Mansham Shah Pamir. The Shatliach, they say, but the Pashtus, I think that it's not Rablaza ben Arach. I think it's Rablaza the Amar, the Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. I don't think it's him. Some of Rosh Mani Gemara say that Rabbi Yechon, and then the next one is Rabbi Yechon and Ben Zakkai. And he did this power because of the Chud Meis Amin. Pashtus Pshat is that these are all Amar, right? I don't think that this is Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai. I don't think the Gemara refers to Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai. Could be. Yeah? I thought it was Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon Mishmash. I don't know. I had the impression that Ablaza here was Ablaza the Amor. I thought it was from the Amor before.
Yeah, he was from also the Yiranos, he also comes
from
the
Yiranos. Okay. He was the Rebbe of Rav Chiya, the Rebbe of Ram. They're all the same Kufa. So Rebbe of Rav Yechanan. Ablaza was the Talmud of Rav Yechanan. All around the same time, but the same time. Ablaza and Arach, and Gans in a different school. I don't know. So this was the Nusach HaTzor that he had. The Tzatzliach Tzatzbeinu, Achris Vesikra, we should have success in the end. The Tzatzliach Kalkenu Ganeil, the Tzatzliach, you should be Mitzakenot, you should make a Takana for us, the Chavetai, you should have good Chaver. The Yetzitai, Golamech, Menash, you didn't say Yichol of Avenu, we should wake up every morning with Yir HaShemayim, that the desire of our heart should be Yir HaShemayim. Rashi says that we shouldn't have wild dreams at night that should lead us astray, and we should lose our interest in Yir HaShemayim and Avodah Hashem. No. The Nashkin, every morning we should wake up and eat the Yichol Oveinu, the desire, the type of our heart should be, L'yirah Shemech, V'sav V'fanach, L'kir V'sav Shem, L'tayv. And you should see, in Rabbanu Shalom, you should see in heaven above our desires. You should try to see for that they should be fulfilled. V'sav V'fanach, L'kir V'sav Shem, L'tayv. You should fulfill all of our requests. This is the personal feeling that he said, whatever he had in mind, whatever. Rabbi Yechon also said a private tefillah. You have to look at Hashem. Okay, they should talk to the Baal Shem. Look at our embarrassment. The Sabbath Baruch Hashem. And look at our terrible predicament. The Sabbath Baruch Hashem. The Sabbath Baruch Hashem. And look at our terrible predicament. This is Sabbath Baruch Hashem. Or you should put on your cloak of Rachmanes, of Rachmim, and have Rachmim on us. This is Kasav Yuzech. Or you should demonstrate your strength. This is Hatei Bechassidu Zecho. This is Hatei Bechaninu Zecho. So look at Hashem. This is Tuvecho. The Abbas on the Zecho. That's the Shiloh, who is this Rabbi Yechon? That's why I said, some of Horshim on the Yankees learned that this is Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, who was the Nasi during the period of the Churban Bayis Sheni, and he's referring to the Boshtenu in Roshtenu of the Churban Bayis. The first pshat is that it's not. It's Rabbi Yechon and the famous Amar Rabbi Yechon. He happens to be. It would be Rabbi Yechon. That's right. It would be Rabbi Yechon. Okay. But it has to say, well, before he was a Nasi, yeah. Before he got to make it, it was called Ben Zakkai. And then when he got to make it, it was called Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. Gemara says before, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai lived to the ripe old age of 120. That's how Gemara says. The same Rabbi Kiva. Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Kiva, their lives were divided into three parts. The first 40 years of Yechon Ben Zakkai were very sick and busy. Then at the age of 40, he retired. He retired at the age of 40. And then he learned. Then he started to learn. And he learned until the age of 80. And then from the age of 80 to the age of 120, he was a Nazi. He was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. And the Mishnah refers to him as Ben Zakkai, the Mishnah of Sanhedrin. I said, but that Ben Zakkai, who they came in the middle of Sanhedrin. So his mother says, Talmud, how are you about to show? He was a Talmud, he didn't have Tzlichah yet. And after he got smicha, he was called Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai. After he became the Nasi, he was called Rabban Yochanan. Rabban means Rabbeinu, our Rebbe. Our Rebbe Hester, whoever is the chief rabbi, is everybody's Rebbe by definition. The problem is he wasn't an Nasi, he was Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's smicha. So the first is that Rabbi Yochanan means the Amora Rabbi Yochanan. He happens, Rabbi Yochanan happens to have been a tragic figure we had in the first verse. Then he lost all of his 10 sons. Then Gamadas, he robbed here, he lost 10 sons. He's one of different places, first to the fact that Rabbi Yochanan was a very tragic figure. And maybe that's what he thought about his Brostein, about his Brostein. Never, he had a bitter life. Rabbi Yochanan, there's more points that Rabbi Yochanan the Tanoim and Rabbi Yochanan the Namoraim had the most miserable lives from all of them. Rabbi Meir's wife committed suicide earlier. She committed suicide.
The
children died. And the son died, yeah. And then his sister was forced to become a Zaina, Everything happened to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir had the following personal nusach. We shouldn't sin, but like neighbors, we shouldn't be embarrassed. We shouldn't be embarrassed because of our sin. That we should take it to heart, we should seriously be Isaac with her. Not Stam, Adaf Yaimi, Ashir. Once we acknowledge, it should be Arumnus, like a person listening in business, they should be very involved in the learning. We shouldn't become aggravated by Yashu Kwane. That's why he comes to do it. That's why he comes to do it. Everything. Yes. You have to work. If the person doesn't work, then the person is not going to pull the Yerushalayim into anything. That's the riches. But the extra year of Shemaim, if the person is not going to try, none of them. Right, he has to work for it, but still, the Gemara says you have to be Mevakish, Meitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it should help you.
Yeah.
The year of Shemaim. Yeah, not only, the Gemara says, not only the person himself has to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the end of the Sukkah says, not only the person himself has to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should help him become the year of Shemaim. It even makes sense to ask for your children or for other people. You ought to move on ahead that you should help him in Yerushalayim. Even though you don't see that he is interested, that other person is interested in developing on his own to become Yerushalayim, it's still more how that it's meaningful actually. We tell that the other person should become Yerushalayim. And that's right, they should make it easier for him. Make it easier for him. His decision itself, the actual decision itself, every person has clear conscience to decide whether he wants to be a Yerusha Maim or not, but the Bashan can make it easier for people to be a Yerusha. That's one of the points that Rav Aruch Epstein points out in his autobiography. He thinks that he quotes that must have been a misprint. Somebody wrote that brachas. Tzilas Rav, like now they have it in Israeli Sidurim. So they give you on the side with the mockery and what it is. So he says in the summer somebody wrote down brachas, tzilas rav, and then the printer thought that it belongs inside. They didn't say, they couldn't figure out how to fit it, so he wrote the schuz tzilas rav. And then they thought, it doesn't make sense, schuz tzilas rav? What has it got to do? So they made it wrong, schuz tzilas rav. That's how Rav Aruch Epstein is guessing, but maybe that's pretty good. Anyway, you see in the Gemara that it's not, it doesn't say any discuss anything in the Gemara. You see that the tzila ends, kom shalos l'chem l'tzagam, father. Rebbe wrote to Tzvot Al-Mahach, Rebbe had his own Nusach HaTzvila, he wrote to Mufanach, Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Elokeinu, Shetati Leinu Me'az Eifonim, you should steer me from people who will act with chutzpah towards me, who Me'az Eifonim, you should spare me from being an Aspon, from becoming an Aspon.
Make sure
that. Yes. Spare me from Az Eifonim Shepen. They shouldn't shepen me. An Aspon should spare me from becoming an Aspon. What's that you spare me? Don't become an Aspon. So you won't be an Aspon. Help me not to become an Aspon. Why should he think that he's going to become a Midas? Why should Rebbe think that his Midas will become a Kufo? He says it all the time. Yeah, Rashi has a unique shot. Yeah. Rashi does learn the Prush of Shai. Stan Lee from becoming an Akpan. But that person is a public figure. Sometimes people check in so much till he came into all personality. He used to be, maybe Rebbe was very meek and very sleeping. Marzah Mishmesh Rebbe Batlanova. Marzah is on the Rebbe's out in place. Rebbe was very humble and very meek. But after being enough, after being the chief rabbi long enough, the Kenneth again, the young, he can become oily. He can become very violent and very chutzpahdik, and sometimes the situation requires. So Pashup Shah, you can learn, he was asking his father's brother, even on the chief rabbi, spare me from changing my personality. I should never become an artist fun. But he doesn't learn like that. He means spare me from anybody accusing me of being a mamzer.
It's a very strange feeling to be afraid. He
counts people
and everybody knows
that
he is. He should be afraid to...
Yeah. Because Mara says in the Mara says that a mamzer will be an artist fun. Mara tells the story about the Mazikin. No, that they came in front of the Tanoim. The little children came in front of the Tanoim. One of them didn't wear a yarmulke. Where's that? A bright in my service. No, it's in a few places that story is on. And one of the little children didn't wear a yarmulke. So the Tanoim were discussing, there's something wrong with that kid. So one said that he's a mamzer, and one said he must be a ben anita. The kid said he's a mamzer ben anita. Mamzer ben anita. So he said, how do you know? What do you get? He said, I'll show it to you. So he called over the mother, and he got a whole conversation. He got, the mother admitted to him that she was a nita, and the husband couldn't be with her when she first got married. And then she was mizana with someone else, and was back a mamzer ben anita. Why? So the moral of the story is that a mamzer will turn out to be an aspon later on. He'll have a chutzpahdik attitude, and he won't go the kisei harosh. He won't cover his head. Even though there's malach online, no one covered their head, but in the presence of the rabbanim, they did. The minute, they wear a yarmulke, it was a much later minute, but in front of the rabbanim, they all wore a yarmulke. Then they take respect. But these little children didn't, the child didn't wear a yarmulke in the presence of the rekiva. The other talam, so that was a simon of Aziz Panim. Aziz Panim was a simon, it was a simon movement that the kid was a mom. You see, it looks here. Had a tendency. No, you said people have tendencies. People have, when they're born, they have tendons leanings towards you. You have a meek child and you have a wild child. And then you can break the reader. The person, the parents should train the children to be bowing meek. And if the parents didn't do it, then the child has to break his meter through it. Come on, Yana Shabbat tells a story. That one of the mother of went to the stargazers, to the Kaldoi, and she asked about the nature of her child, so they said that the child was going to have tendencies of becoming a ganas. So she was nervous and she didn't know what to do to prevent the son from becoming a ganas. So she asked the rabban, so they said that she should always cover his head. He should always wear a yarmulke and that will add Yirah Shamayim to him. So he remembered the whole time that he covered his head was good, and once the wind was blowing and his yarmulke fell off, and the first thing he did was to steal someone else's tail. But apparently that was his natural tendency. That was his natural, he had a leaning towards Gneza. And then Kozman that he had the yarmulke to protect him. So way later generations, the meaning developed that he wore a yarmulke. Yeah, yeah. The Marshal lived in the 1600s. Marshal was a contemporary cousin of the Ramo. So the Marshal has the famous tshuva where he writes, he says, you have people who are great Talmid HaChachamim and they go beginning Harosh. They don't wear a yarmulke. People call them Shegis. They don't have respect for them. And you have other people who wear a yarmulke and they don't have a lot. Oh, it was a yarmulke. Everybody has respect for them. So he says, why? What is it? It's just because a yarmulke makes a great person. But tell me, the days of the Mashal. The days of the Mashal in the 1500s, it wasn't yet so well established. Today, for sure, Shaitan is going to be a big Talmachach in the Rosh Maimon and the Mazak. He's going to go beginning Harosh. Now, by the way, what was from there is a Shegis? Notice from that is a glass. Right, if that's the meaning somehow. Yeah, if the meaning is like that, that's He visited Rabbeinu Hirsch Yeshiva, so he says, when they learned in the morning, when they learned the Torah study, so they wore yarmulkes. When they studied secular studies in the afternoon, so they started to be in the same school.
there was no separation of church and state.
The
government existed. The government existed.
Give him an organ,
whatever.
Hold on, Jesus.
What's the point?
Hold on, Jesus. Hold on, Jesus.
Hold on,
Jesus.
In the same school. In the same school.
You're not allowed to wear that to the government anywhere.
No, not the school.
That's what the Taz says. Taz writes in Shimon Ches, in Arachai, in the beginning of Shimon Ches, and the Shulchan Aruch says you have to cover your head. So the Taz says that although originally it was only a minig, but he says it's manazet, it's difficult, it's manazet. Taz lived in the 1600s. But the Mashal in the 1500s doesn't understand what the people get so upset about. Talmid HaChacham, just because they don't wear a yarmulke, that they call them shkatzim, and the Mashal doesn't understand what the people are getting so carried away with. And the Taz lived just 100 years after the Ramon and the Mashal, so he says that Bizman is at Medina, in the Queen Medina to wear a yarmulke, because he says, since the Goyim are insistent that they have to remove the yarmulke, the bread is cooked with Agoyim. So it becomes a sinistic schedule, the cycle of cooked with Agoyim, it's a dinder right. Many later thoughts we don't accept that as. They don't think that that's a violation of Chukah. That's a shame. After the Inquisition. Yeah, the Taz went through a thousand times. Come on.
I
thought men when we go to the Olam Hamas, we shouldn't be embarrassed. Our others will be angry at us. How could you act like I'm such a terror of them? How could you do such a favor? He says to them, Nechta, as long as Nish by them and Kena Bush, you shouldn't be embarrassed. Another thing, because the Pasuk says, Yisrael Tavayim Tavayim Avayim, the Pasuk Yom Hamishtan. So that's what the Pasuk would say, that it's not proper, the Rabbi Kinegi, of course, my friend, it's not proper just to say, Avala Nachnu Chatonu. You should really say, Anachnu Avayim Chatonu, Al Shem HaKotu, that it says, Yisrael Tavayim Tavayim Avayim. Yeah. Well, it doesn't have it, right? So they point it out, yeah. The visual doesn't have it. Mashal, yeah, Mashal. I don't think he was talking about davening, no, I don't think so. The Gemara says later in Bracha, in Perek Shloisha Sha'achlo, that when you bench Mezumin, usually you bench Alakos, so the one who benches Alakos has to have Tituf. That's about Tituf. Let's say Tituf. So the Gemara gives different shots. So one shot is, you should wear a pant, you should wear a hat. What exactly should wear a hat? What exactly does that mean? So the Bechiris says, you mean that when you're not benching Mezumin, if I have a sandwich on my own on that bench, I can bench the Gila Rush. But when you bench the Zoom, then you have to wear a hat.
Okay.
Everybody knows it's a din. You're not allowed to say a brach, you're not allowed to say Shem Shemayim and Gilead Rosh. So the Jesus says, the Hechreach to Pshat in the Mars like this. Fancy hat. That everyone has to wear a yarmulke, does not get it. The Hadal Pashut. Everybody knows that. And he says, now the Gemara means to say you have to wear a fancy hat when you bench the Zoom. The other Achreim disagree on the bottom of the Rosh, the Lechem Chamudah. So the commentary is Mother Tashis Yantus. He says, how does the Beit Yosef know that there's such a din? That you're not permitted to daven to give a shoe state those are din. He says, maybe the din of the Gemara, the only thing that has to be recited, the only thing that has to be recited, the Kisui Harosh, is benching the Zuma with a cuss. If you bench more a cuss, then the cuss is telling Yisuf, maybe that's what it means, either means to wear. And our minig is something. So the mini garden is based on the Beit Yosef. The question is, the mini garden is that we always insist on wearing the Amjah when we say Brach, we hold that that's Medina. Somehow that's Medina. Even though there's no Makkah for that.
And then when it comes to certain tefillahs, we are insistent on wearing a hat, or wearing a fancier yarmulke, or wearing the talis over the head. So when you bench mezumin, the one is the mezamein, should have to wear something fancier, a fancy hat. And when you daven shemoneh esrei, when you recite the kaddish kedusha and bracha, when you come to the brunch of kedusha, you should have nitzuf. That's the shot. Whether that's the case with nitzuf adin or not. So many achrayim say it's not. There is no mocha.
There is two. And certainly you should do it under the chuppah when you have a kedusha. Why do we have a habit under the chuppah?
Because you need a minion. Because you need a minion when you say that this has been good. I know Rav Soloveitchik was once very insistent that the chosen has to wear a hat. It was a boy not from Yeshiva University. His father was used to teach in Yeshiva University. They got married in Boston. And so the chassan was a modern fellow, and he came to the chassan with a yarmulke. And it was the summertime, it was July, I think, it was very hot. So Rishik said he's not going to be inside a kibushin unless the chassan gets the hat. They didn't have a hat, so they went around to see whose hat would fit. They finally found someone had a straw hat that more or less fit, they put it on. So Rishik said, no, it has to be a felt hat. So the father of the boy, after the summer, I wasn't there, the father of the boy was complaining to me, he used to teach in Yeshiva. So he said, what are you talking about? The father was from Brisk. So he said, he remembers in Brisk. He remembers that Chayin is in the side. He remembers the other. He said, okay. He said, what do you mean? They were all inside of Kibushin for people with that hat. So Beshi consistent apparently was that a Chosna has a din like Yantis. Igmar says in the beginning of Kibushin, Chosna has a din like Yantis. And on Yantis, people are supposed to be properly dressed. On Shabbat Yantis, supposed to be properly dressed. Not only when you go to shul, but when you come home, you put on a bathrobe. It's all day long you're supposed to be properly dressed. You go to take a nap, you don't have to wear your fancy shoes when you take a nap. But when a person is walking around, even in the house, and even if there's nobody there, on Shabbat Yom Tov, the person should be properly dressed. So that's what he said, that for this chosna, Ping Madre Gosse, he was from such a family, he was from a chosheva family, a brisker family, that he should have worn a felt hat. If he tends to, if the nature of this person is such that on Shabbat Yom Tov, he goes with a yarmulke, so the chutzin can also go with the yarmulke, but the nature of the family is such that they should wear a hat on Shabbat Yom Tov, and by the chutzin they should also wear a hat. That's the shaila, whether that situation is really the ikar din. Rabbi Vadi Yosef has a tshuva also about that. He says that most of the achrayim disagree with that situation. The whole ikar din, there's no reason to say a bracha or a tefillah of a gilui rosh. Ikar din, you may say a bracha even gilui rosh. And the whole idea of wearing a yarmulke, even the taz also, even the taz says that the man of the chutzin sabroyim, most of the achrayim are not mekabel that time. Although it's not chutzin sabroyim. You assume that the whole meaning of the Kisei HaRosh is Amidas Chassidus. Dein B'Shas Tzivah, Dein B'Shas Tzivah, Dein B'Shas Tzivah. The Gemara says it helps in Yerosh HaMash. Yeah. Zama Achlad is a new Tasha has in the Zaki Tshiva and also says Tzivah. So he has an insistence that you have to recite a bracha of the Kisei HaRosh. So the question is, when a woman is in the mikveh, she has nothing on. So as she says, the woman has to put something over her head. She's mamzer undressed. She has to cover her head. Sorry, that's a little humorous.
That's what it says.
Yes?
He's a word.
Many Hungarians are mastered on that. The woman has to. If you go to Hungarian mikveh, a lot of times they'll insist that the woman has to cover her head. I just think that's an undress. What is she going to have to cover your head?
What is not considered that covering? No, the word is not the covering.
Itif with a talus and itif with a hat. Itif with a talus and simichet. That's why it's in simichet. Simichet is the beginning of Hilchot Tzitzit. So it says, when you wear the tzitzit, you should wear the tzitzit over your head. There is a group of Rishonim, a small group of Rishonim, who insist that the chiyuv tzitzit in our Torah only applies to a bag which you wear about Pesach. Because with Mam Matan Torah, that's the way they used to wear the godim. And the Baruch Shalom spoke to the Mishal, the Yerushalayim Tzitzit, the Kavri, and the Rishonim, we're talking about that kind of the bag. We usually assume, like Rav Hashem does not, so the Baruch Shalom is talking to us. It's not talking to the knowledge, it's talking about whatever beggar we're wearing today.
doesn't refer to a tie, doesn't refer to socks or underwear. As we are begadah for knowledge that covers a significant part of the body, is not referring to a scarf. But a begadah that you wear today, even if it doesn't, even if you don't wear batifas, but because of those Rishon will hold, and Marachar Zeru and a whole group hold like that, that you only chayv in tzitzus, the ikarat din deraisa, if the begadah is worn batifas, so v'chayshish for that shita. So that's why, when you say the bracha l'sad batifas, you do a natifa. Because according to Marachar Zeru, what are you saying a bracha? You're not mechayv in tzitzus if the begadah is not worn batifas. And that's why many are medactic, that's why Tzitzus of Nafi, you should wear this talus. But you should have the talus do the atifa on the head. See, this, for the sake of having atifa when you daven or when you enter the drum, should be kedusha. That it doesn't make a difference whether you have atifa on the talus, atifa on the hat. But because of the hilchos tzitzis, the heathen to have atifa with the talus, because of those rishonim who say, and we're chayish for the sheet, because of those rishonim who say that if you don't have atifa on the talus, then you're not chayish in tzitzis. The shalom hakodesh was the rabbi Frankfurt. So the shalom writes on that ayon talking. That the Gemara says in the first parish in Shabbat that they don't have to have a tifa when they have it in Torah to cover that shechina. So what is a tifa? What exactly does that mean? So the Shalom says it means that they should wear the hats like we wear when we daven mincha and mayor. What do you mean when you daven mincha and mayor? Why aren't you shakas? Obviously all the talakas and wore the talus over their heads. Obviously, they wore the talus over their heads. Mincha Marv, they weren't wearing a talus, so they used to wear the hat. They used to do the atifa by the hat.
The atifa is only a place and one. Then they make the atifa. After the atifa, and you can see the atifa, and it wouldn't have been the atifa if it's because you think the he is the one with the atifa.
This is a different reason.
You make the atifa.
One, the question is a bubble of salt, we do an atifa to make sure that we have the
atifa.
But still, the letter of salvation gathered on earth, still we say, Tzilili Yoni Kiyatik, Lutni Hashem Yishtok Tzicha, the Pasuk says in Tzilim. So the Pasuk Pshat Tzilili Yoni Kiyatik means that he bends over in aggravation. When a person is in aggravation, a person is in pain, so he bends over. That's the Pasuk Pshat. He's Yatoif Atmoy out of pain. But also, it could mean Tzilili Yoni Kiyatik, when he does Atifa Ali, when he does Atifa Malchushim, he does Ikonikos Elokechi, so he puts on a nice fancy hat before he dies. So that's why the minig was, for many, many generations, the minig was that people would be medactic to do atifa, either with a talus or with a hat, whatever, to do an atifa with a shakma esra, because people are only kiyate, and they'll be marked to do atifa upon reciting Gom Shavik Dusha, and then to catch Kedusha and Bokhu. Don't say that statement going in, that you should have atifa when you recite the Gom Shavik Dusha, that stems with the Tivus identity
over the head.
That should be either to wear a hat or to wear the talus over the head. The going in discussed reciting of Yud Gimel Midas, when you say slichas, or when you say tachnon, by the spot you say every day, you give me this. So when you recite you give me this, that's reciting of psukim. So some got him help that son, others should be dushu, but you can't say psukim, you can't be mabu said without a minion. So you can say slichas b'yichidus, and you can say you give me this also b'yichidus, it's psukim from the Torah, no problem. And others insisted no. When you say that you give me this, the Torah is the minus harachamim, that has the status of dushu, that's how we feel them. That has the status of dushu, and you need that kid minion. So you can say the shlichus without a minyan, but say you give a minute, you require a minyan. It has to be recited by Mida, like a Davish Bidush, and you have to have a tifa. Those are the three nafkiminas that they go in and mention in their tshubas when they present this dispute. But the reciting of the usual minyan, the shah shlichus, is a Davish Bidush, or just plain reciting of sukim. So they say nafkiminas are three things, whether you need a minyan, whether you need a tifa, and whether you need a mida, whether you have to stand up. He was the father-in-law of Rav Kook from his first wife. Rav Kook's first wife passed away. He had no children, then he remarried and he had Rav Tzvi Hudakov from his second wife. So his first father-in-law was a big, famous goyim. He gave out some to the Mishneh Berurah. Rav Chaim asked him to give out some. And the people who know the style say that the Haskamah was written by Rav Kook. It wasn't written by the Adere. They had a different style. Whoever, anyway, has his name on the bottom. He's looked on the first page of the Mishneh Berurah. And quite a few Haskamahs. So one of them is from Azul Nadai and different people. So one of them was by the Goy, the Adere. So the Rav in Panavish and the Rav in Mi. And then later on, he was accepted as the Rav in Yerushalayim. He moved there as well. Rav Kook came there to Israel, so he met him there. He had already remarried by then, Rav Kook. He met him and was still very close with him. And after he passed away, so he wrote a whole sefer, Eda Hayokar, about his dear former Shver, about his tzidkis and his precious. But he says, no, he's a big Pesach Mefush. In fact, his tinker, who put out a sefer, the Orchid Chaim. Aksidish is Amachal Tzadam, said he quotes in Kaseda. He has his Haoris printed in the back. Everybody quotes in the Haoris of the Adderis. Everybody said, no, Aksidim, but everybody said, no, it's a big Pesach. So he wrote, sort of a sticker of Tavor, for his descendants, of his Midas Chassidus, of all of his Midas Chassidus, like the Shalot's father, Shalot's father was a poor man, so he wrote a sefer that's called Yesh Nechon. So he wrote, Yesh, starts off, Yesh Nechon, some people die, they need money to the children. Other people die, they don't need any money, but they leave the Yirah Shemayim. He says, I'm a poor man, I'm not going to leave any money, I'll leave you my Tavoah, I had a season from Sheshdam Nelinian, the whole Tavoah. So then the children took the tabua and they printed it and they sold it and they made money. Of his personal Midas Chassidus of Yisrael. He writes all kinds of interesting chumras and hidurim that he had. So one of them was about this. He says he went around, he used to travel around different communities. I don't know understand exactly what he was doing traveling around. He writes he used to travel around and he saw many Balabatim, used to wear tefillin when he down shadow.
So then the children took the tabua and they printed it and they sold it and they made money. So one of them was about this. He says he went around, he said he used to travel around different communities. I don't understand exactly what he was doing traveling around. He liked he used to travel around and he saw many Balabatim, used to wear tefillin when his Abishai used to wear a hat. And because it was a big hat, so the tefillin was a legend kind of small as well. Here, over there, wasn't sitting in the right place. And he says the only reason why they wore a hat is because they just didn't have any yarmulke. They didn't possess a yarmulke. They wore a hat all day long. They went to sleep. They took off the hat. They didn't possess a yarmulke. His Midas Chassidus was, he gave them a yarmulke for nothing. He gave them all yarmulke and he said, wear a yarmulke when you have a shakra. So the twin will be able to sit in the right place. Wear a yarmulke and do the atifa by putting the shalat on there. It is the only reason why they would have had. And he says that was his Midas Chassidus and he encourages his descendants to do the same, that they should sit in the yarmulke, so the people should be able to wear the tzillim and cuddle. That it shouldn't stay. Should not take off the yarmulke. I think some of the is that that Atifa requires a double key for the
answer.
No, it's only for the Nizam and Alakoy. That's
very right, yeah.
Right, the Mishnah Berurah says if you have to wear a hat, if the Gemara requires a tefillah to wear a hat, so it doesn't make sense. The guy's going to be sitting in shorts and short sleeves, no ties, no wear a hat. It's incongruous. So he says if you have to wear a hat, it means you have to be dressed very properly, formally dressed. So he says you should wear a jacket and so on, and even wear a hat. And then the Mishnah Berurah recommends, quotes in the past, the dynamic is that whenever a person benches, you should always wear a jacket and hat, even if he's not benching the Zuman Allah Khoi. Even if the Gemara wanted to be benching the Zuman Allah Khoi, the one that the Zaman should have a chief. And the Mishnah, of course, in the past, the dynamic developed over the years that even if he benched the Yechidus, he should have a jacket and hat.
The prophet there, right? Yes, the prophet there, right? The truck.
Right, they mentioned such a sheet of blood in Shulchan Aruch.
Okay, well, you're not permitted to say Yudin Lomita. The Yechida is the same with Trump. So some of my friends say that they're not permissible because he's saying it that they're Sukkim. They're not saying it that they're Yudin Lomita. The whole part. We don't usually say the whole part. Yeah.
The Yomar quotes the Tzila that Rebbe used to recite at the conclusion of Shmona Esrei. She's spare me, Mazik Pani, Mazik Pani, the other one, the Tegar, the Yeter Haram. And the Gemara says, look, Rebbe used to follow this, even though Rebbe was very friendly with Antoninus, the emperor, and they had special police protection for Rebbe, and anyone who would be chutzpahdig, they put him in jail, and still Rebbe every single day would add on this tefillah to this one. After the time he's too tired made the Rebbe, even though the police was standing to protect him, and actually no one stands up except his Rebbe, still he would be misfollowed every day. But that Rebbe was on the Hachi. Rebbe got the time to keep too tired made the Rebbe, even though the police, nonetheless, nonetheless, he used to be misfollowed every day. The Rebbe Shlomo should stand him in troublemaker. But the time troublemaker, they put him in jail right away. Still, he was being misfollowed. He didn't want to have any aggravation. But Safra brought this place on Mahachi. Sometimes people were misfollowed because of that. He couldn't help himself. When people thought, that he was misfollowed, that it shouldn't happen. It could be. If it's Rasala, no one should be arrested because of that up with him. Maybe that's the could be.
What are the systems criminals? Are they significant to the personality or the significant to the history?
Both. To that person and to that situation. Yeah. Each one has to have his own thing. When the children are young, you have to be misfollowed, that they should grow up well. When they get old, you have to misfollow, they should get good shidduchim. And you have to misfollow, they should have children. And then so on. Each stage of life, you have to solve the different things. Rav Safra brought this verse on the heart, his personal belief, the Yerushalayim, 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 well, the Malachim shouldn't fight with each other. What is he worried about? That's what Rashi asked. What is he gave this team on? That's none of his business. What is he worrying about what's happening in China and Indonesia? It's none of his business. So Rashi says, no, because if there's a fight and the angels have a fight, then there's going to be a war on the earth. Rashi writes. When there's a machlokes, when there's a rift among the angels, it's taken the yeshiva to the homeless. He just sits and he quotes the passing of the night. So he was first in Spalel that there should be peace and harmony in the heaven above among the angels. And also the Palal Yoshalmat, and there should be peace. Rashi says, the Chaburah Sakachomim, when the Rabbans get together, they shouldn't kick on each other, they shouldn't fight. Rabbanim should be able to live in peace and harmony. You need a special peace. Rabbanim should be able to live in peace and harmony. If they daven, if they work hard, and then they can bring peace. If they don't daven anymore, they'll still be misfollowed. They can bring Mashiach also. They'll bring peace to the world. And then he used to be misfollowed. They not Talmidim. Talmidim shouldn't have machlokes. Somehow his obsession was he was always praying. It should be Shalom Amayla, Shalom Amata, Shalom by the Talmidim. Bein HaTalmidim HaLekim B'Sarvasecha, Bein HaSipu L'Shma, Bein HaSipu Shalom L'Shma. there should be peace among all the Talmidim in the Beit Medrash, whether they're learning Mishma, Shalom Mishma, and he would add, he would conclude, Shalom Mishma, 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 not only if I daven for myself, if Baruch Shalom helps me gain a Yir HaShemayim, I can daven for someone else also. If Baruch Shalom helped him develop more Yir HaShemayim, you want him that he should start learning Mishma. And it's meaningful. Imagine it's a tefillah shav. Of course, a tefillah shav, how can I daven? No? Menashe can make it easier for the person to become a Yirei Shemayim. Rabbi Alexandri, Baruch Hashem, after he finished the Shemayim, after Yom HaHakim, he used to say the following, you have to move on Hashem HaKenu, Shetamidei, no, be Karen, no, you're wrong. You should enlighten us, means with the Heor of Torah, even after, we should succeed in understanding what the Torah is all about. No, Tamidei, no, be Karen, Hashem. There are people that learn all their lives, they still don't understand what's going on. They think they understand, they don't understand. They care about Hashem. So he was mispowel. He should have an insight into learning. We shouldn't have aggravation. And he could be, I mean, other version has it, was that we have it wrong. That's not Rabbi Alexander's Nusach HaTfilah, that's somebody else's. He could be, I mean, Rabbi Nuna Matzilah. That Nusach that carried out, Rabbi Hashem, that was somebody else, Rabbi Nuna. Rabbi Alexander said a different Nusach. Rabbi Alexander was the Matzilah, Rabbi Hashem, Rabbi Hashem, Rabbi Hashem, Rabbi Hashem, Rabbi Hashem, Rabbi you know that we really want to do mitzvahs. Deep down, every Jew wants to do mitzvahs. Maybe what prevents us from keeping the Torah and so on? So it should be. So that's an expression that refers to the Eitz Hara. So it should be. So why does it refer to the Eitz Hara? Because the Torah of the Eitz Hara causes it to rise. Causes it to rise, and the Eitz Hara causes us to become arrogant. God is the source of all pests. Gaiva is the source of all time. That's how it says in the Zohar. The Sefer HaTanya quotes from the Zohar. Yes. The Sefer HaTanya says on the Pasuk, Yishin Kelehim Yadei Tari Baron. That the Nachash convinced Chava to sin, and he convinced her, how do you think the Banishwam became such a kaya? He ate from the Eitz Hadan. And that's exactly why he prohibited you from meeting from the Eitz Hadan. He's jealous. He wants to be the only one. Called the woman's son in the bar enough. Everyone, all the dentists are jealous. They want to be the only dentist in the whole neighborhood. They want to get the whole business. And all the doctors want to be the only ones. And all the rabbis, they want to be the only ones. No one wants to have any competition. That's because the Rosh Hashanah doesn't want to have any competition. He wants to be the only one. He's afraid if you're going to meet the Eitz Hadas, you'll also be the Yisin Kelim. So Chava believed this. She thought, yes, at least in the Eitz Hadas, I'll become Yisin Kelim. Yeah, he's very wrong. Where did they get arrogant? Such a wild notion. Yisin Kelim, Eitz Hadas, you become like God himself. That's how God became God, the Eitz Hadas. So the Zohar says that that's the source of all of Ched, is guidance. Mishnah says, Hakim HaTayim HaKol HaMatim HaSodim HaLom. What is HaMatim HaSodim HaLom? A person loses his Zohar Mapo. A person loses his Zohar Mapo means these three meters from Kudus are the source of all Ched. And what is the source of this? Hakim HaTayim HaKol HaMatim. The source of all three of those is guidance. Hakim, he's jealous of what the other person has. He feels that he deserves what the other person has. What did he deserve? But he exaggerates his importance. Akin of a Hataiva, he feels that the Rebbeinu Shlom did him an avla by respecting him. I want to eat chazan, I want to be Mahal Shabbat, and I want to be for Alei Shishish, and I want to do what I want to do. Why does the Rebbeinu Shlom respect me? He feels that he's much greater. He doesn't realize the Rebbeinu Shlom is the boss. The Rebbeinu Shlom created him. If he wants, he can turn into nothingness. He can become non-existent. Not only can die, he can smart back into non-existence. This is also a guy. Covered is Abadah guidance. So the root of all Ched, Akin of HaTavitov, the root of all three, Akin of HaTavitov, is guidance. So that's what he used to be misfollowed all the time. That the Sosha of the East, the Sosha of the East is the thing that causes the dough to rise. That's why the Yetzirah is always described as the Sosha of the East, because it causes people to have an exaggerated picture of their importance. An inflated image of their great. The root of all Ched is his guidance. He says, Midiaki, what prevents us from Shabbatism? She's Malfi, or she's Malfi's means. The woman's oilam. We have to pay a lot of taxes, we have to make a lot of money in order to earn a living, so people keep business a little bit, and they work a little bit on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. They violate Dini HaTorah in order to make a fanos. She's the Malfi, it's a pressure that causes us to sin. You ask more fanos, that's plain me, or dumb, you should steer us from the social beaches and the Yitzhahara. When the Shiva Malchus, and Nashalat is Chukki Ritzanacha, but every Shalom and Melech, we won't have the Eitz Hara, we will certainly want to do the mitzvahs, because God will do a fashion with the Nashalat is Ritzanacha. Deep down, every Jew wants to do the mitzvahs of it. The Gemara just had the two versions, which was the Tfilah the Rav Alexandri said, and which was the Tfilah the Rav Amnunis said.
Rabbi was the first on the heart of Rabbi Yisabed on this. Makai, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Ashman Atati Eni Chidai. I was born in this year, so before I was born, I wasn't Chidai to be brought into this world. In other words, he's saying that every person was brought into the world by the Rabbeinu assassination. It can only be accomplished at that time and at that place. The Rabbeinu Shalaylam didn't cause me to be born in the 1800s and 1700s and 1600s, because my mission can only be accomplished in the 1900s. In this generation, now that you brought me into existence, have I accomplished my mission? I sinned. Kilo Rana Sarti. It's the same as if I would not have been born. I didn't fulfill my mission in life. I sinned. But this is his bakasha. Oh, Rani Bechayo, I call the time of the in my lifetime, I'm worthless, because I haven't fulfilled the purpose for which you created me. I'm embarrassed from all my sins. You ask me what I should have. The Rabbi used to mean follow, he should, the Rosh Hashanah should give him the kraft to stop sinning. And Masha Chatoshi Leponecho, regarding all the sins that I've done until now, Marek Rachamecho HaRabbi, you should wipe off the sins, but please, Rabbi from Hav Rachmanes, don't cause me to get sick, don't cause me to suffer too much aggravation, give me a break, and give me light Yisurim. The Gemara said that you have to have Yisurim to be Mechater, but the Gemara says there's different kinds. The Gemara says at the end of Yumat, there's different kinds of Yisurim. Sometimes they're slight aggravations, sometimes they're major aggravations. But you must move on as well. You should get off easy with the lower level of aggravation. So this was the bakasha that Rabbi used to recite apparently every day. The Hainu Vito the Raham Nun Zuta the Yamati Kipurin. That was one of the other Ramurai who was known as Raham Nun Zuta, the young Raham Nun. It was another Raham Nun to distinguish him from the younger one from the older. It's to call one of them Raham Nun Zuta. So that's the Sila. The Vidur, the Raham Nun, the Zutra used to say on Yom Kippur, that's what we say. Mark Rei, the Rabbi Nikam, the time is blessed on the Hawk, he used to say the following, that's what we say. Rabbi Rabbeinu Shalom, the Tzor, the Shori Meirah, protect me from speaking evil. It is Yisrael, I'm Yidaber Nirmah, protect my lips from speaking terrible things about other people. Lim Kalalai, regarding all of those who curse me, I'm about to me, Nashi Tidok, I shouldn't answer back, be quiet. Nafshi Kof Allah Kolti, the Koshub Shat is, Nafshi Sidom means that people aggravate me, they curse me, or them abazim me. Nafshi Sidom, I should be quiet, I shouldn't react, and I shouldn't even be this raggish. Nafshi Kof Allah Kolti, it's just like Gopher doesn't have any feelings. So I should, but if someone gives me the Koyak, I shouldn't even be this spoiled. I shouldn't even get aggravated. Love you, boy, I shouldn't respond, I shouldn't get aggravated. Tayshis has done another interpretation, Nafshi Kof Allah Kolti, and the top Tayshis, my offer ain't a macabre of ploy on the island. There's always offer in the world. Offer is not destroyed. And he wrote to Shazari lo yichlo li oilam. Moshe Hoem, as the Pasuk says, the Boshan gave me bachat Avram Avino, Voya Zarach Kapar Horat. The Boshan said Voya Zarach Kapar Horat is a lot. Like billions and billions of particles of dust. But the Medrash also says that just like offer is not called, so to the Jewish people, will never be called. That was the Havdok that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu. Ani Hashem lo shenisi v'atem b'nei yankik lo yichi nisi, and I'll be malachi, he said. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem lo shenisi, the Baruch Hu never changed, so to b'nei yankik lo yichi nisi. Loi will never set in on the Jewish people. And then the Gemara says that you, the Gemara says, Gemiri, we have a tradition, the Gemara says in Yesh Mech, in the Baruch Hu, the Gemiri, we have a tradition, the Lord called the Shifta me Yisrael. Not only is the Havdok, v'atem b'nei yankik lo yichi nisi, and the Umay Yisrael is with Lalusa, but on each and every shaven, it'll never be called. Because the Gemara works out the Cheshvayim. If somebody dies, his sons get the Yerushim. Doesn't have sons, so the descendants of the sons get. Doesn't have any sons, the descendants and the daughters get. Doesn't have any daughters, the descendants get. What if he has no sons, no daughters, no descendants, then his father gets. If he has no father, then the brothers get. If he has no brother, then their descendants. No brother, no descendants, then his sister and son. It goes back to Reuven. Goes back to Reuven. So then he marks it, there's no right there. And if Reuven, a whole shape of Reuven is wiped out, it goes out, he marks it, that'll never happen. A whole shape should be wiped out. Jamir, if you have a Kabbalah, don't call the shape from Israel. Why? Because the Navi said, Atem b'nei yankiv loichim Yisrael. Each and every single one of the b'nei yankiv was given Havdokha loichim Yisrael. They'll never be wiped out because the Havdokha was given to Kabbalah Israel. And shape of Echad Ikri Kohol. Each and every shape is Goyu Kal Goyu Nili Mekom. The first one is first, he gave a bracha to Yankov. He called each shape. He already had all the children. He only had one more child later to Yamin, and then another Shevet was split Yosef, was split to Menashe Ebrahim. And that was referred to by saying, Goy, your cow's going to Yamin. What do you mean, Goy? Goy, your cow's going to Yamin. Goy means the Yamin. The cow's going to mean Yosef is going to be split to Menashe Ebrahim. How is that called? Goy, your cow's going. The answer is that the Haftach was to the Klal Yisrael as a nation, And every Shevet was called at that time by the Rabbanu Shalom Goyim. Shevet Ezer Bikikol. The Machlokes HaTanayim, how far do you go with this new Shevet Ezer Bikikol? Machlokes and Harius, let's say, Parham Nol Shel Tikva. Parham Nol Shel Tikva, if the Rebbe Tikva violated Nol Shabbos, I'll keep it stuck on the Ben Magal. So Ben Magal brings that card in the Chassad on behalf of the whole party as well. Maybe each and every Shevet has to bring the card in the Chassad. So that's the Machlokes HaTanayim. Do you say Shevet Ezer Bikikol, the Gabi Parham Nol Shel Tikva or not? So the details of the Machlokes HaTanayim, to what extent do you say Shevet Ezer Bikikol? But the original formulation of this idea, Goyi Kal Goyi Mimefa, that every Shevet is called Kol, the Rabbi writes in the Sirush HaTeres Kayanim, that was Legabi the Bitzel Rabbi, the same Machlokes quotes here, right? That the original declaration that every Shevet is labeled as a Goyi Kal Goyi was with respect to the Abdochet, the Lekol HaShiv the Mishron, that's the name for another one like that. So that's based on the Abdochet, Goyi Zarcha Kafar Horeb. Afar Horeb means that they'll never be wiped out, just like Bokar is not Kolam. It doesn't only mean Afar Horeb, so many, such a ribui of great numbers. It means also they'll never be Kolam, they'll never be wiped out. Only there's still people from the Teres HaShvatim floating around. Both of the Teres HaShvatim disappeared. In Ezra, yeah, the Pasuk in Ezra lists how many thousands of people. There weren't too many. But this off, the Psalm says in Yitzin that there was a Biyat Kulchum in Baishay. If there would be no Biyat Kulchum, there wouldn't have been any Yovel. Rabbi Nathan claims that Yovel was the right in Baishay. Rashi holds not so. The Yovel was only the Rabbanu, because you need Kol Yashmeh Alei, you need the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz. Rabbi Nathan says you don't need the majority, just need a representation of each one of the 12 Shvatim. And of course, the Pesukim say the Ferish. Every Shevet was represented, a Shvat representation. The whole Aliyah at the beginning of the Baishay was very, very Shvat. There won't be anybody there. But every Shevet was represented. Whereas on the other Shvatim, the rest remained behind in Bavel. The Shvatim came out like that. But there was a little bit. There were a few thousand from every Shevet. Mara says in Avodah Zarah, in the first parak, that if a person chooses to, he can add on in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, he can add on about Kosher, about Parnassus, middle of Refrainu, he can add on about Refu, and middle of each broch, he can add on what has a shaykhah to that broch. Middle of Shmakalein, he can add on, that's in the Soleimis broch, he can add on whatever he wants to, but it shouldn't be too much by reason. Mara says at the end, after on broch, now we talk about Shalom, that he can add on, I feel like Bidroy of Yom HaKippur, he can add on any arichas he wants to. Each one would add on at the end, if they want. See, they're not so long. They could have added these on, if that's all they said. They could have added these on in Shmakolein also. They're not enough. I mean, a person is permitted to volunteer a Tfilas Nedovah if he has a new Torah. Some new Torah came up, and when he davens this new Tfilas Nedovah, he will add on this new Torah. Yeah, that's what it says in the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch, they recommend against it. Because we're not so mechaben by the Tfilas Nedovah. The Shulchan Aruch recommends that we stay away from davening Tfilas Nedovah. In the Shmakolei, yeah, you should add on it wherever. Let's say all of a sudden, midday, someone already died in the middle of the afternoon, someone in the family gets sick, and he wants to die. So you're not that brave, you need to say Tila, or you can say there, whatever. Or he can die in Micha again, and add on a new Shmakolei, or in Shmakolei, or after which one has the Bakosha for the Chayim. And as Manazé, we don't do that. We don't do a Tila in the Dome. So as Manazé, we would just say Tila. So that's what Taisa says, that the Pshat Nafshi Kofal HaKaltiyah, the Pashat Pshat in the Siddur, the Mephosh Ban the Siddur, Nafshi Kofal HaKaltiyah is more than Kala Nafshi Tivim. Tivim means I shouldn't react. Nafshi Kofal HaKaltiyah, I shouldn't even be in a spoil, I shouldn't be in a struggle. That you need a Bakasha for that. It's hard not to take it to heart, not to get aggravated. And Taisa doesn't find that Nafshi Kofal HaKaltiyah just means my descendants, my family should not be wiped out, shouldn't be called.
I mean,
it's always sometimes Hamas Kochem, out of Kovet HaTeira, he has to react. Yeah. Out of Kovet HaTeira, he should make believe, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, that a parent sometimes has to get angry at the children. If they do something, they should get angry. The Gemara says, Shabbos is terrible, you're not allowed to get angry. The Gemara says, they should put out an act. Make believe that he's getting angry. The Rambam quotes that in Gemara. You have to make believe like you're getting angry, but not really get angry. Some parents are just making believe and other parents do get angry. So maybe that's what the Gemara means also. As the Amalekim, Rashi Kenachash means sometimes he has to put on an act as if he's angry and taking the comment, even though he's not really interested in it, but for the sake of covering up service, sometimes he should come here. That's what the Belt says. Amalekim, what's the Nachash? What's the Malik to Kenachash? Because the Gemara says, whatever the Nachash eats, it doesn't enjoy. Whatever the Nachash eats, even if he eats delicious ice cream steaks, chopped potatoes, whatever, these potatoes that always say everything tastes like offer. Everything tastes like offer. Ma'an ra yesh lo l'nachash. Ma'an ra yesh lo l'bal alosh. Nachash was the bal alosh. Nara, he doesn't get any hanor. So that's what the Belt says, Shai. Now, if I'm asking, Noki minoite ki nachash, he shouldn't get any hanor. Just like the nachash doesn't get any hanor from anything he eats, everything is offer. Avachachim has to be an Eichim Minata, but only the Shem Shamayim, the Kabbat HaTayr. He should put on an act as if he's angry and he's taking the comment, it's just, it's a very hard matter. So the smoke is clear, yeah, second every day.
The Rambam, that's a very good question.
It's a bonus for him to get angry a little bit in the day. You see that there's nothing wrong. That's the way we should do it. But the Rambam has an interesting thing. Rambam on Pirkei Avos last week. And the first mission and the second Torah has either there shall she have loy hard and poshit Torah so it says the first one in her other. So the Rambam explains, he refers you to what he wrote in the introduction to Pirkei Avos, the Shemana Prophi, that this refers to the Derech HaMunutah, the Shri Lazar. The first Shri Lazar, you shouldn't be an extremist. You should always go up the Derech HaMunutah. You should always go in the middle of the road. So he says that's what it means. Extremist is something that that's what the Ferris means. The Tessit Gun is the Ferris. The Tessit is one extreme of just sheer kindness. Says you pour out kindness with a person. Deserve, doesn't deserve. With no limits. And Kura means thin, very serious and strict and stuff. And Teferis is Rachman. Rachman means a combination of Chesed and Gur. Rachman is not the same as Chesed. Rachman means a combination of Chesed and Gur. And the Chesed is on this day that just licked in the verses. It's called she's Teferis. We know Sarah. Teferis means the Derech HaMavut. The Mepharshim on the Mishnah don't say like that. It says that Tenura follows the Rambam, but he says Teferis for seven, Teferis for seven, and the whole phrase together. The whole sentence together means the Derech HaMavut. It's going to be an extremist. It may be Teferis for seven, Adam. But it won't be the Pharisee. He gives them Moshe, he says, if you're going to give away all of your money to charity, that'll be the Pharisee, Min Adam. All the Yeshivas will be honoring you, you'll be the guest of honor, all the Yeshivas, but it won't be the Pharisee, Min Adam. The Pharisee will sell. Your wife and your children won't have clothing to wear, they won't have food, they're going to starve, they go away barefoot. And if you don't give any money away, that'll be the Pharisee, they'll sell. Your wife and children, they'll be dressed nicely, they'll have nice vacations and so on, but it won't be the Pharisee, Min Adam. So he says, in order that you should satisfy both requirements, satisfy test on the Rambam, happy meeting is necessary, that's what it means. Whatever it means. So the Rambam learns that that's what that Mishnah says. That the person should always go with Derech HaMavut. But then the Rambam says, this is later, Mishnah Shekiyavata says, the person has to be very, very humble. What is saying, Miyod, what does he mean to imply? Because the Rambam writes, and the theory of the Mishnah is, and in the Yad HaZakah, that with respect to arrogance, with respect to Gaiva, you don't apply this principle of Derech HaMavut. So you have to go Miyod Miyod, you have to go to the extreme. That's a shaila, right. So then the Rambam and Yad HaZakah adds on another exception to the rule. And initially the only exception to the rule is Gaiva, Miyod Miyod HaVishwal Ruch. So the Rambam and Yad HaZakah adds on another one, Kaas. You can't say the Rambam holds that the Midah of Kaas is a function of the Midah of Gaiva. Because the person is arrogant, that's why he blows up, and he flares up, and he starts screaming at everybody else. If he wouldn't be so arrogant, he wouldn't have Kaas. If he would be more humble, he wouldn't have Kaas. So apparently the Rambam holds that Kaas is a function of Gaiva. And Hayoyis, the Rebbe Levitis, the Shiavnin Mishnah insists that you have to go to the extreme and Gaiva, to the opposite, not to the extreme of Gaiva, to the extreme of Heshchal Ruach. But maybe the Rambam writes the same is true regarding Kaas as well. So maybe that's... So the Rambam has an interesting comment in the Tirush HaMishnayim. If you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Deis, when the Rambam quotes all of these Mishnahs and Kikyot, so the Rambam has this in two programs. The first parak, when he writes, a person shall resolve the Derech HaMavut, the Shvil HaZav, that's the proper way, he writes, and he gives you all the mishalim. He says you shouldn't give away all of your money to charity, you shouldn't be cheap, not to give anything you should give to Derech HaMavut. Then he gives you an example of Kaz, and he gives you an example of Gai, he gives you all the examples, show it over Derech HaMavut. Then he goes, a parak or two later, the Rambam says, yeah, but this klal of Derech HaMavut only applies to all the other minutes except for Gai and except for Kaz. In the first parak when he writes Derech HaMavut, he writes even the Gabi Kaz and the Gabi Gai. So the Lachan Mishnah is the Kash. The Mishnah on the Rambam is the Kash. That originally when the Rambam formulates the abstract principle, you have to go to Derech HaMavut, he gives you the Mishnah of Kaz and Gai, together with all the meters. All the meters, Tavis, meters, Rosh, because everything should go to Derech HaMavut. And then later, one or two problems later, he gives you that these are the exceptions to the Hasira gluing around. So the Yosan there says, look in the Dirish HaMishnah and Pirkei Avos and you'll find the answer. You look in the Dirish HaMishnah and the Rambam gives you the following answer. He says, on that Mishnah, Miyod Miyod Heavy Shavuach, he says, Midi, there's a Dinah Deraita and a Dinah Derabbanan. He used to think of Dinah Derabbanan. Krishna. The Rambam has in need, this is also Dinah Derabbanan. He says, Midi Deraita and a Dinah you have to go, and all the Midis is there, Hamulsa. Because that's what the Rebbe Shalom has, little cats and little guys, Shiroshim and Kigoygo, has little guys, and sometimes they'll show up. So the Rambam holds that you have to go to Derech HaMavut and everything, because that is the Derech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he sometimes has all of these. But lots of the job, and the Rebbe Shalom is described in Tanakh by the Nevi'im as having all of these contradictory leaders. Backing up contradictory leaders, obviously he goes to Derech HaMavut, so we should also go to Derech HaMavut. But with the Rabbanon, it's Xeire. By these two meters, the Xeir of the Rabbanon, if you're going to go by Gaiva and by Kaz, the Derech HaMavut, like the Dinda, right? The requires the Vada you're going to fall in. So the Xeir, Shema Yavoi, Lidei, Aveire, the Chacham, we're afraid that he's not going to step through what the Derech HaMavut is. So that's what the Nedic, Xeir of the Rabbanon, that you have to go to these streets. And some of the Rabbanon, the right is up to your right. What you say is the Chaye Yodam. The Chaye Yodam and the Hagdom is the Chaye Yodam, where the state of Zichu, Tzera, Es Moshe. And Hilchot Shabbos, the Kitzah, Hilchot Shabbos. It was a memorial to his son. He had a young son, Moshe, who died. He died on Purim, and he wrote the Masevet Moshe. He has at the end of the Chochmas Adam, the end of the Sefer Yerushalayim, he has the Masevet Moshe, all the Hilchos Avelos on Purim. In general, the Avelos also on this. He says that the Chevek Kaddish in Zilna didn't follow the Halachas. Zilna, the days of the Zilna, so the Chevek Kaddish didn't follow the Halachas, and he's Ma'ir, all the things that they're in violation of. The Masevet Moshe. So this Sefer also, the Zichot Eretz Moshe, he named it Zichut Eretz Moshe in memory of his son. He writes an introduction. He has all the Hilchos Shabbos. So there, for the Zichut Eretz Moshe, he has an introduction, a long Hutzah Shmos, 15 long pages. And he recommends that everybody should read it during Eretz Meitshuva, during Chodesh Elul, because it has Hutzah and Yerushalayim. So he discusses this Shittas HaRambam, why you require Derech HaMavut by all leaders except for Gaiva. So he doesn't hold, he doesn't write like the Rambam in the Tirish HaMishnah that it's Xer de Rabbanon. So Minatera, he goes, I'm Muslim, the Rabbanon, the Xer. He writes that it's really Minatera. He says what you said. So he claims that the Tanakh, the only reason why you have to go to Derech HaMavut is because the Nevi'im describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the contradictory kunis, right? So how can we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we have contradictions? So you should go to Derech HaMavut. You fulfill both. That's the family. The first one is in the middle, so we should also be in the middle. So the Chayei Yodam says, that's the Chomach from the Din, and the Chachamim tell us from Rabbi Yechon, Chomach, Mishach, the Moses, the Lord, the Shosh, for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shemot, the Moses, and the Lutheran. You never find the Rabbi Yechon described as being a Balgaiva. So the Megal that it is, that Yod, Yod, Heavy Shalom, if you go out in the right, so you have to go to the extreme. That's what the Chayei Yodam says. I said, Ashur Hashem, Ki Goy Bo, she says, no, the Targum has a different shot. Used to be like, a different shot in that Pasuk. Just like the Targum reinterpreted the Pasuk in Shalach, the Targum reinterpreted the Pasuk in Tilem. All the Pasuk in Tilem, let's say, Geis Lavish and so on. But the Rambam himself doesn't hold like the Chayyot. The Rambam holds you have to go to the extreme with respect to Geis and Taz. It's only a Xer that upon him. And I tell you, you have to have a little Taz. And I tell you, you have to have a little Geis. Like you say, you find it a bunch of misclaims with all your own rega, so we should do the same thing. It would be healthy for us, but if it's there, we're not going to be quite as rega. It's already extended more than a rega. We're going to be quite for an hour a day. That's a running violation. But if we're going to, we shouldn't be quite at all. We shouldn't have any guide at all. The Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Rambam says, that's said in the Zohar. The Gemara just says, Kolak, Meshava Kalita Hamosa. If a person smashes something in anger, Kilo, Yeh, Ben Echa, Kilo, Ever, 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 Ever
Yeah, I mean, if a person, Rashi says, if a person can't control himself, if a person can't control himself and he's nishes, Kalim Machamazov, he's nishes his own Kalim. It doesn't make sense. What is his nishes? Either he can't control himself, so if he doesn't have control over his emotions, so today the Yetzer will convince you to smash Kalim, and tomorrow he'll convince you to do something worse. And the next step, convince you to worship Abed Azar. That's how Rashi does it. You know, Abed Azar means that if you're not, that's how Rashi is. The person is out of control of himself. That's Rashi commenting on the Gemara, call on Meshavah Kalim Machamos, if you love it, Abed Azar. It means that the demonstration does not control. But according to the way the Rambam quotes in the Zohar, call on Pariski love it, Abed Azar. Doesn't quote, call on Meshavah Kalim. The way he says does not control, does have control. He does not control over the Mita, but he has control over his actions. The summon means something else. Some of the men will mean something. Theoretically, could have been the Buddha. Okay. That's how Machlokes in the Gemara, right. The Gemara in Staita on the first parak has a whole study about Gaiva. So the first one down with the Gemara says, the Tamachok has to have a certain percentage of Gaiva, has to have a Shminish of the Shminish. That's what that friend says, should be bought with a Shisha. A Shminish of the Shminish, an 8 of an 8 is 164, so even though he has a little Gaiva, the Tamachok is bought with a Shisha. It's there, but it's under control. And then the Gemara comes to the conclusion, no, the Rabbi, I think Rabbi says, let me know the Lamech Sosra. That's assumed to be the Maskana. That we don't hold on the Shminish and the Shminish. The first Madam Mahal, you have to have Shminish and the Shminish. And Maskana is not so.
Even that's not.
Yeah, these Tfilas, that Tfilas for life. She's important. Nafshikov ala kol tibsak liti b'tereshech and b'tereshech to the Nafshi b'tatsleim b'tenger rabbi yetar rabbi isha rabbi. He needs his own wife. His wife should turn into a witch. He's married. He's not married. Nikol rosh on the tzaksis lavov. He should be spared from everything. Kol hachosh malay ra, whoever plans to do harm to me, nehera hafer atas mekal kamash shavoysam. And then he says, Yil rosh on the tzaksis lavov, yishit Hashem to read the gurdi. This is the machlekes they have in the first pair. Machlekes are a shayna, and machlekes are paskim. So the Gemara says you have to say Yul Ratzin at the end of the Shmona Esrei. Does that mean that Yul Ratzin is the conclusion of the Shmona Esrei? And if you don't say Yul Ratzin, you didn't finish the Shmona Esrei. So when you want to say Bakoshas Tafnuri Machas Filot, you want to say Tfilas, you have to say Baruch Hamba Zorah Shalom, and then you have to say Yul Ratzin every three. Then you say everything you want. Then you say everything you want. So why did he say Yul Ratzin at the end of the Shmona Esrei? It was part of his personal Bakoshas. Well, no, the other Rishonim also, Machlokes is the Raivit and the Rashbot. The Rashbot wants the Raivit. The other opinion is no, Yul HaRatzin is not part of the Shmoneh. Yul HaRatzin is a Tachnur, Machat Pilasai. When you finish Shmoneh, it's a Merach HaTam HaSam HaShalom, you finish. You finish Shmoneh. The Gemara says if you plan to say Tachnurim, then you finish until you step back. But let's say he finished Yul HaRatzin, he says, Merach HaTam HaSam HaShalom doesn't plan to say anymore. Then even if he doesn't walk back, he won't see. He's also finished. There's certain demons that we consider, even though he doesn't plan to say anymore, he's still considered by the Emperor. That's the Shaila. Let's say he said, I'm a Rosh Hashanah Sabashom, the Chazim is up to Kedusha. So should he enter Kedusha, or do we enter Kedusha? You have to say quickly, you're the Rosh Hashanah first, and then say. So that's the Machlokes, the Raivit in the Rashba. That's the Machlokes. Is Yul HaRatzin the Gemara of the Shmona Esrei? Well, no, the Gemara of the Shmona Esrei is really Amar Hashem Atav Hashem. According to some Rishonim, the Shmona Esrei is open when you say Amar Hashem Atav Hashem. And then Rabbi Yechanan recommends you should always say some Tachnun Amach Tzulat. What Tachnun should you say? Chosh, say Yul HaRatzin Erefi. And if you want to say Lakai Nitzul Hashem Erefi, say that. And then say at the end of that Yul HaRatzin Erefi. So the Tzadik Tzion says, right, on the bottom of the Rosh, it says, the other writing is Zubi Hamudai, and the Chumri should be cautious to the both Jesus. So you say Yilir Ratzin twice. And Morgan Abram quotes it in the Lech Mechamudah. So you should say Yilir Ratzin twice. Probably says Mi'at Kov to the Rosh. Yeah. Well, some of them didn't always have like that. Some of the good things were in Hamid. I thought it was not that good, I thought maybe.
What?
Because
it's not that same, it's only on Shmuel, it's the Kobonus, not Shabbos,
they
use
the
Kobonus.
You know,
that's
the Tachnunim Achat Tfilos, they're not part of the Shmonesh. They're not part of the actual text of the Shmonesh. It says that you're not permitted to be Mastic in the middle of Shmonesh, you would just say, I'm Yehen Shmei Rabba, or anything like that. But after you finish the actual Shmonesh itself, you're just following by Tachnunim Achat Tfilos, but then it says, in the days of the 30s, one should be Kedusha. I'm Yehen Shmei Rabba, and I'm Yehen Shmei Rabba, and I'm Yehen Shmei Rabba, and I'm Yehen Shmei Rabba, you got to say Yalavi Yavoi, right? So if he's still holding in the middle of Tachnunim Achat Tfilos, he has the right to go back. No, but even if he said Yilurot, and if he plans to continue to say the kind of store, then he may go back. But in such a case, that's what all the Pesukim say. In such a case, let's say, he said, Shalom forgot to say Yalavi Yavoi Yad Rosh Chodesh. And he said Yilurot in a Reshi, but he didn't say the kind of store in Yilurot. Now the Chazir is up to Kedushin. So what should he do? So we say usually can enter Kedusha after Yilurot in a Reshi, but here, if the fellow wants to go back to every place, then he shouldn't, then the Rishonim already say. The Rishonim, not just Ramash Yafashan has a shul. Ramash was Muhammad to what the Rishonim says. The Rishonim say the same Rishonim says, and other Rishonim say like that. In such a case, he shouldn't say Kedusha. What do you mean say Kedusha? He wants to go back to save his day. He has to fix up the Shmona Esrei. In the middle of the Shmona Esrei. The only hasset to be mafsik to say, I'm Yahshua Rabbi, Kedusha, and Bochum, and so on, is if you're holding in Tachnunim and it's going to remain Tachnunim. So if you're holding in Tachnunim and that's going to save you, that's going to enable you to go back to Risei, to say the Yalavi over there. And then you're holding Mamish in the middle of Shmonesh, then you're not going to be Mamish to take Dush. He still has the status of Rami Midlash Neh Mela until he finishes all the Tachnunim. The Ika Nusach of the Shmonesh is completed, but he's still saying Tachnunim. That is considered Rami Midlash Neh Mela. Maybe the others didn't have it. And on the relation you used to say, then you can say Yimlach also is an Achapasik, so it'll also blend into the Pesach Dibur. Right, that's it. I'm not saying everything. But even if you do say, that's only a meaning, that's not Yikra Adin, you don't have to say. That's like in the middle of the Tachnun Achas Filos, you shouldn't say. That you should not say. That only you do say. The only after the high amazing you don't say, but the only after the Kalachot that you do say. So that's what the Magen Avraham calls from the Lechem Chamud is like that. We are machmir for the both opinions of the right and the Rashbam. That's how he recommends you should say right after the Shmoneh, you say right about you, the Rashbam, and the to satisfy those opinions of all as an integral part of the Shmoneh. So that is the conclusion of Shmoneh. And then after you complete reciting whatever's happening, you plan to recite, and you should repeat again, you're the Rashbam, and the at the Magen Avraham quotes in the Kitzei Arizal that at the when the Chazan finishes the Chazorat Hashad and he says Yilurot and he should say it softly, he shouldn't say it. The Mechaber writes that I think the Mechaber writes that when the Chazan says Chazorat Hashad he says Shetam Rav Tam Shalom and says Kash, he doesn't say Yilurot and Mishri. Then the later Achraim say no, yeah, Machaber the Chazan should also say Yilurot and Mishri. So the Magen Avraham quotes in the Kitzei Arizal, you should say it softly, you shouldn't say that loud. So a lot of Acharyim disagree, and they say, why? If we're Machmel like the Lechem Chamudah, they should go so. They say, why? If we're Machmel like the Lechem Chamudah, it's Machmel for the two opinions in the Rishonim. And one opinion in the Rishonim holds that Yilu Ratzin is an integral part of the Shmoneh Esrei. So the Chazan should say that loud. Another Acharyim points out, they look at the Mishit Tariza. They don't know what the Magen Avraham is talking about. They don't know where it says in the Mishit Tariza. The Siach Yitzchok, right? Like, Yitzchok wrote the Sefer on Yumer, but they always, on the side of the Gemara, they always try to look in the Siach Yitzchok. He wrote a Sefer on Chagiga also. The Sefer on Yumer, everybody has. The Sefer on Chagiga, nobody has. They never reprint it. So the Sefer, the back of the Sefer on Chagiga, he has their orders running commentary on the Shmoneh. He says he doesn't know what the Magen Avraham is talking about, because he looks in the Shitzer, he's done. Because he never found it there. he thinks that the proper thing should have been to listen. And he does not say you follow me, but he says he thinks the proper thing is to stay at that level. Hashem says that this is the view of the enemy. Since the Chayshish, for those who show him a hold, that it's an integral part of the Shemaret, he should stay up. In fact, the Kapachayim quotes that in Yerushalayim, he lived in Eretz Yisrael, no Kapachayim. So he quotes that in the Beit HaKnesset of Shal HaRizal, with the Tav Nusach HaRiz, they did say it out loud. Yehuda Rosh and Amitri Hashem is what they did say it out loud. How can Mogen Avraham quote from the Kitzei HaRizal that the Chazan doesn't say it out loud? HaRizal's Beit Medrash, they did say it out loud. And all the souls of the Tav Nusach HaRiz. That's in the later Akhrein. The person, when he comes to the Yom HaDin, will forget his name. So the way to remember his name is by saying a pasuk. That's a shaila from Hefti. Some people say a pasuk to remember their name before they walk back. So the later Akhrein said that that's not proper. We don't know what the mocker is with this, about forgetting the name. And the pasuk says they should say it after you walk back, after you finish the whole Shema. I always say that if I walk back, if everything is all over, then I say the positive thing. That's what I highly recommend. There's a strange Gemara later with Brachas. The Gemara comments on the positive in Parshas Kedoshim, and the Torah has a din of Orlo. That if you plant a tree, it's a veil of earth and a titan called Shmachabar, Alpha Marlotsoi. The parents that grow the first 3 years, you're not committed to eat. Then it says the parents that grow the fourth year called Piriya Kodesh Ilul of Mashem. What does it mean, Kodesh Ilul of Mashem? You should eat it in Yerushalayim. You should pray to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Halel? Loshon Halel. You should pray to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara has that Drosha. And Drosha is not Lamanei, a Drosha. You read the word Ilulim. It's just the word written Chilulim. So the Hevech has come out the same. The only difference is the connection on top. And with Mana Gemara, there were a lot of different Torah the Gemara has where the hay was taken. Even the hay was connected on top with a thinner line, a ches, you can tell, a hay can tell. Ches was thicker on top and the hay was thinner. We are marked that it shouldn't touch, but as long as there were a lot of different Torah that had the hay that was touching. So that's why Lamimni Rabbana Lamidrash, the Tarav and Amon, sometimes Darsh and the hay is where a ches, the ches is where a hay. So the Darshan on this part, the Kodesh Hilulim, Kodesh Chilulim. And you should be, if you want to eat a Chutzim Shalom, you have to be tithed. But they just said, they don't understand. What do you need? I'll be rushed in, but you have to be told it's not a pasuk. But if there is a pasuk, it says in the Garim. Yes, it says in Garim that you can be told that in Maitre Sheni. That you can be told that in Maitre Sheni. You have a Zerah Shava. Kodesh between Maitre Sheni and Maitre Sheni. The dinim are exactly identical. Exactly the same dinim. So what do you need? I'll be rushed over here to stand on. You have to darshan. Chilulim. That's different mocha. What do you need? The Taisa says the Kashan, they have no Zerah. Basis on that Lama Haman Allah and Brochas is the cash and they have no fear. It's interesting. Taisus in Kiddushin on that basis on base in the first half. Quotes from the Shul that said, what do we do when we have had to revise the Kutzlar? The Taisus says, you put it on a Shavu Kutzla. Taisus writes the Lord, you put it on a Shavu Kutzla. The Rabbi Kivega on the side of the Gemara, on the Brochas, says, on Lama Hay. As a kasha, no, Shash told me, oh, I can't talk about the kasha. Well, didn't you point on a shavu kuto? Didn't you point on a kuto? The bottom of the kivei, shavu kuto, the chenim rabbi the yard of the shulchan aruch. The Talmud Ali, if it's a clear shavu, Tadish Kaidish, then you have to daf, you have kesef, she ish olaf surah. The Gemara says in Cyrus, and he calls her to the shavu kesef to kesef, with three exceptions to rule. When you make the gira ben, you have to give kesef, you give shavu kesef also. When you pay on a mamazik, on a zokin, whenever you do any Kavishanishi, give a ring, you don't give kesef, so shavu kesef kesef. In Kol HaTargulim, there's a din of kesef, shavu kesef is acceptable, with very few exceptions to the rule. So one of the exceptions to the rule is Chikya Maitre Sheni. It says, the start up kesef, that has to be kesef, she ish olam tzur. It's one of the three more exceptions to the rule, that you need daf kesef, and not shavu kesef. The Akhantaisis quote, and the Shilta says that, the Shulchan Aruch quote says, what's going on? How can they say that you play down shavu pruto? Shavu pruto means shavu kesef, you need daf kesef, not shavu kesef. Then the Achrayim is not Hakash, it says, forgot to say the Chomish, it says the quote from the Shilta, it says, you got to say your mind is Chomish. He's supposed to say, who b'chum sh'mechul ala ala futa. If you got to say Chomish, the truth is in it that the Chomish is Zam Yakev. If you play the, without adding on Chomish, did he end up to take in his gallon, but he's supposed to add on Chomish. It says, you forgot to say the Prophet, it says the quote to the Shilta, it's telling you how Allah Almighty had to do it. He just made a few mistakes. He's telling you, you do A, B, C, and every line is wrong. He said, you use the Shabbat, it's wrong. He didn't say it's wrong, and he forgot to say Chomish.
what can you be sure to say? It tells you everything wrong. Everything he has is wrong. So the Nesiv has in one short paragraph on the Shul system, Simon Kuf, and this Sedra has a fascinating parrot. He says the Nesiv had a very different style from Rav Chaim. And in Yeshiva, in Balozhin Yeshiva, there was a period of time, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik married his granddaughter. He married Rav Paul Shapiro's daughter. Rav Paul was married to the daughter of the Nesiv. He married the Nesiv's granddaughter. But it was a while that they were both saying Shiram at the same time. So there were Talmidim who only liked the Nesiv Shirim, didn't go to Rav Chaim Rav Kook. Shul didn't appreciate Rav Chaim's style. He liked the Nesiv, was the old style of life. And there were those who only liked Rav Chaim, didn't like the Nesiv. They were very different. Rav Chaim was a razzle-dazzle, a different kind of a style sheet. And the people who loved Rav Chaim, they were mazalvel in the Nesiv. They didn't like either the old style with the tears and put everything together, and the yukim and fresh. So once in a while, Rav Chaim would say, I knock out Shirim Balazhin, and then he would show them where it says it in the Nesiv space. Your point that they should know that they have their heres. See that the Rosh Hashiva, he says his style pay roll. So this one is not a sharp time stickle. He has these four kashes, and he has one heres, and he has one yisud, and he finances everything. He says the Dotsvei Halachas. He says the Dotsvei Halachas over here. Why do you need two skukas for Piki and Maishani? One is Hilulim, and Chilulim, Akhle, Bahadur Akhle, and then you have the Pasuk to the Satakhem, and you have the Rosh Hashiva, Kodesh, Kodesh. He says, no, that's the Piki on Shal Mitzvah. When you have normal Maisa Sheni, a normal Nether of Ai, it's a Nitzel HaLoch of Yerushalayim. And if you don't want to bother to bring Yerushalayim to either day, because Yerushalayim Paris says, submit them to the Yitzvah, then take the money to Yerushalayim. That's a Mitzvah. And when you have a Mitzvah, then you say a Bracha. And when you have the Mitzvah, then the Torah says, you need to ask a Puto. In case of Sheish HaLosur, that's that Paris, it's a Mitzvah. So you say a Bracha. And a Mitzvah says it right in the end of Nida, and a Mitzvah tracks out of the Chatzkin and B'riyev. The Chatzkin and the Mitzvah Mishnah Musa Zata Zoy, and B'riyev, if you did it with less, there's also a Mitzvah Shalev Mishnah Musa. In a Matbir, it says, and a person is saying, when you give a gift, when you do whatever, Chalitza says it's a Mitzvah. Chalitza is a Mitzvah, it says, therefore, tracks out of the Chatzkin and B'riyev. You have the Chatzkin. But he says in a get that Tzvi and a Mikvah, it's not Shachtar L'chatzkin and B'riyev. On the level of their right. Is it good B'riyev? It's good L'chatzkin. It's only a Mat. It's not a Kima Mikvah. They say the Mitzvah B'Shlein Musa has to be done X, Y, Z. There's no Mitzvah. So then it's this kind of, that halacha that you have to be Moitz Chemish, but if you're not Moitz Chemish, it's also good B'riyev. That indicates clearly that Tzvi and Ma'ishasheni is a Mitzvah. That's why you say, Baruch, it's a Mitzvah. So he says that's only when the Ma'ishasheni is a Mitzvah L'Ochel of Yerushalayim, or a Mitzvah of Dota L'Avi of Yerushalayim, then you Moitz Chemish. But the Shiltis is talking about Ma'aseh Sheni Nether Ravai the Chutzlar. And Chutzlar, there's no mitzvah Tatmiyas Baras on Noyeg. Only all of the Chutzlar is Noyeg. And the Shiltis holds that Nether Ravai is also Noyeg the Chutzlar. So he says, not all of the Dinam of Nether Ravai are Noyeg. Or the Nitzan. All of the Chutzlar is Noyeg because it's a Nitzan. Mitzvah Tatmiyas Baras and Mitzvah says, say Mitzvah Tatmiyas Baras are not Noyeg the Chutzlar. So Orla is a Nitzan. That is Noyeg. Halacha Mashiach Messina is Noyeg. From Neter Revai, those aspects of Neter Revai that are in Yisr are Noit the Chutzlar. Those are a Mitzvah, not Noit. So he says there is no Mitzvah to take in Neter Revai the Chutzlar to Yerushalayim needs. If you want, you can leave it that it should rot. You can leave it to rot in Chutzlar. If you want to eat it, make a taste and take it to Yerushalayim and eat it. Or if you want to, you can be poisoned and take the money to Yerushalayim and then you'll be allowed to eat it. They said, since this is, and where does it say that there's two dinim of pidyon, there's one dinim of pidyon hamachir, and one dinim of pidyon hamitzvah? They said, if you need a drush, he loses chibulim to tell you that there's another din. But he has other cases also. It's not just all of us, Netzer, Ravai, and Chutzlar. He has another case as well. There's a real din there, right? So that's why you need a new marker, a new drush, to tell you about straight dinim. There's a din of pidyon that's only hamachir, that's not a mitzvah. That pidyon, that's hamachir, taka, there's no bracha because there's no mitzvah, and there's no tosefes chaymish. And in that din pidyon, there's no din of kesef sheshel of tzum. And it's interesting, in the next part it says about Hashana HaChamishis, Tochel Estirio Lohosu Lachem Tzvot Ani Hashem Lachem. What does that mean? So the Rambam has a Machlekes with the Goyim. So the Rambam says, Hashana HaChamishis means whatever grows in the fifth year is not Arlo, and it's not Netzer Vayi Kenit, it's no strings attached. Do whatever you want. And he says, in the Goyim, on Galen's false shot, the Goyim misinterpreted the Pasuk on a level of their Isa. They said what it means is like this, if you have Netzer Vayi, And you pose it onto money, and then you take the money and you bring the money to Yerushalayim and you buy payers. So when are you allowed to eat the Nether of Vai? You can't eat it in the fourth year. You have to save the Nether of Vai that you're not allowed to eat at all in Yerushalayim. You have to, number one, be paid there. Number two, freeze the payers and you put the payers in your freezer as apples and oranges until the fifth year. When the fifth year comes, then you can eat the payers that you were paid last year. So the Rambam says that's utterly ridiculous. That's not the way you read the pasuk. Bashana Hamish is talking the parents of the Shana Hamish. You can eat the Shana Hamish. Don't go eating the parents of the Shana Hamish. The Shana Hamish is wild. He says, Zu Hayroa Mitoyah. The Rambam says, Mamish Pasuk Shad in the pasuk. That's why I point out that the Rambam can string more like one. It's a Machlokes Amoraim in the Yerushalmi and Taita. And Eric Mashiach Machado, where it says, Lihu Isha She'er is Isha without a cough and not a caram of Lechila Lo. So Lechila means that he do pig your mice and shit. That he do pig your net and revive. So the Amoraim have a Machlokes in the Yerushalmi. What shot Bashana Hamishas? The one shot holds. Bashana Hamishas means that when you recite the Paris net and revive, you can only begin to eat them and suffer. So the Rambam holds that sheep is wrong. Where do they come off the same type of shot? The Shah Mishis goes on a terrace, you recite it. This is a drasha of Rabbi Drasha. That only, it's only Nitan that he's on there if you assume that the previous part is speaking about Tidyon. Or Bashana Harviz, you call Tiryah Kodesh Ki Lulim Lashem. So the Pashma Shad goes, Ki Lulim. You eat it, so you shall have the Lushan Tahar, and you pray Takhmadish Rokhu. It's not, no word in the talking about Tidyon. It's only according to the fifth year. Obviously, it means whatever goes in the fifth year. But according to the way the Gemara Darshan and Brachas, a Drosh is Mura, that Hilulim has another level of interpretation and refers to Tidyon, then the Goyim, then one Amir and the Yishalim, the Goyim interpret, but Shana Hamish is those parents that you will quote in the fourth year, you can begin there, each parish in the fifth year. That Shad is only Yitan Leyom there, once you have the Drosh of the Gemara. There are still a few copies left. If anybody wants, these are selling for $5.
It's very hard to keep to them.